Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hey, tabarnak, vous écoutez DJ Qbert pis 8-Track, c'est mieux d'aimer ça, est-ce que...
Check my music. Is all my music there? Nah. Of course not. I took the time, put in a lot of man hours to bring y'all new music and all. And what happens? For some reason, my music is erased. Why? I do not know. It makes no sense at all. It's actually just bullshit. This is some real true hate. So now the show's gonna be real shitty today because the music I wanna play, which is all new music, is not here anymore. It was there, now it's not. This is a damn shame. It's like somebody's fucking with me. I do not understand why, but we're getting treated like shit now. So whatever, man. Shit's still not gonna stop me, though. That just means I'm going to have to get everything back. All the songs I downloaded, I'm going to bring them back. And I'm still playing. That's all it takes. It's just going to be a pain in the ass, but hey, whatever. So fuck it. I'm just going to play some old new Wu-Tang Clan. The Heart Gently Weeps.
Thank you.
basin. A raisin in the sun was amazing. The coin on the dresser went on, jumped up, fish tank, it fell. Renee stuck, they shot her cousin LaVon, Neo the Buck. Willie was awful, pulled out the let off to. Grits fell on his leg, Kiana ripped him, called Bowie Valen. A Allen with the talent of six killers who just came home from straight wildin', robbing everything in Macy's. Lacey, short haircut with long arms. He's got four babies. He vet jabbed her, slapped the wig off, ran in the crib. She did the dumb. My neck, they clapped the Lester. Smoked Chester, sister Vessa. Heard it was a mess. They ripped the apple out of throw blessed her. Hungry hyenas from Medina. All age trainers who goggle up weed fast and blast for
Venus. Out the pathmark, she's pushing the cart, headed to Al Ford. Damn, I got milk on my clocks, that's what I get. Not focusing from hitting that bump. My mouth dry, need plenty water quick. I feel like a shark in the Al, busting them paper towels and wiping my wallies down. I stood up to face a barrel, he's holding the shiny on his hem. He want revenge, I murdered his Uncle Tim. I sold him a bag of his wife came and copped the gin.
That's just crazy. Baby.
She knew I had the murders of smack. It killed the man, though. Now I got his f***ing nephew gripping his gat. Use a
you better kill me. You know your booty.
First it was a snatch, the said f*** it and f*** and grabbed it, I ducked, he bucked twice, this f*** was f***ing laughing, I wrestled him to the ground, tussled, scuffled, constantly kicked him, he wouldn't let go the so I f***ing bit him, shots was whizzing, hitting Clorox bottles, customers screaming, then the f***ing ran out of hollows, I had to show him what it's all about, next day we read in the paper, a man who came to kill gets knocked out.
I'm mad as fuck, my dude. My count was short when I was bagging it up. Now I need liquor, good pass in your cup. What's up with Officer Brown? The other day he tried to shackle me up. He killed Case and now he hassling us. This motherfucker got balls. Even the goal to try and patting me up. Time to re-up, let these know we back on the block. With 300 off a G-pack in the spot.
I don't know.
Jam lines 347-215-8388. Oh man, it's amazing how they hit us off with pure hate. You talk about having had the DJ tools, the intros, everything, and just out of nowhere, just pure hatred comes in and they just sweep me from off my feet, and they just give me the club punch in the back of the head. Give me a bunch of shit I don't play. Like, this is ridiculous. It makes no sense.
You just kicked him while he was down.
Yeah, it were. They kicked me while I was down, man.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, man. Now they want to use the mute button or whatever. Clicking it for 25 times in a row. Six fizzle in the building.
You already know, y'all. What up?
Ain't nothing, man. Shit. This is the way to start the Monday off. I had it perfect, man. I was going to play this new Cassidy track that they had, and it seemed like when it first goes into the song, the intro's hot. Like, you know, he's in the ring battling himself again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start that off. I look at my playlist.
It's a hustler.
Is my playlist, you know, regular? No, it's not regular. Matter of fact, out of the 120 songs I had, there's only 20 there now.
My boy.
Yeah, so somebody really hated. So I'm going to have to get on my grind, get off of work tomorrow early. It's like, and I'm pretty sure who did it. You know what I mean? The one that's been hating on us the whole week. Which is cool. So all it's going to do is make me stronger. You know what I mean?
I already know we are.
I'm pissed off like I put man hours in, but hey. It's going to make me stronger, so whatever.
I mean, hopefully everything else can pan out to what it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because shit over here is looking good. I got a couple different types of weed here lined up on the table. I'm just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll roll it up whenever I get to it, you know what I'm saying? Nigga got some good buns this weekend, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Shorty got me that Xbox 360, you know what I mean?
All right, pause on that situation. Hey, Ma, you ate my last cookie? All right.
Listen, tell moms to spread them just the way we like it. Tell moms to spread it just the way we like it. And make sure she listens to it.
Retarded phone.
Oh, Lord. You hear that? Let this man hang up. Did this man hang up? Oh, Lord. Nah, just, you know, the typical difficulties.
You know what I mean?
With the bottom out.
Hello.
Yo, you trying to ride the gate?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Hide the AIDS. I'm trying to stay positive. But I wild out. Who am I allowed to feed?
All right, there we go. SD.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, this shit is feeling a little.
What's going on, fellas? I mean, since it already started off, you know, on the effed up. All my DJ tools, my gunshots, my intros, everything gone.
No work.
Yeah.
Well.
And, like, Sunday, I put in man hours. Matter of fact, I was late to work this morning because of me putting in these man hours, downloading the stuff, downloading all new stuff, trying to get a problem. And come to find out when I'm like, okay, bet. First of all, I tried to make the show 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, I was going to call y'all brothers on it, but, I mean, trying to make it 8 o'clock. That didn't happen. I'm like, all right, well, bet. No, I can't make it 8 o'clock. All right, true. Let me just, you know, get my songs together. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll buy you another pizza when I get paid.
When do you
pay? So it's like, it's ridiculous. But like I said, the more they hate on me, the more I know that, you know what I mean? It's a blessing in the making.
Yeah, you know how that goes, guys. Like, that shit don't never change, huh?
You know.
Where's the chick? The radio chick?
She said she had to take a nap. She's sick.
Oh,
yeah, you know?
What's she taking? Weed naps?
Yeah. It's like a grown woman takes a nap.
Yo, tell her she better bring some of that Brippy out here, too.
That Whippy?
That Brippy. None of that trash. Nah, that Brippy is from what my Buzzin was telling me, because he just came down. He just came from Florida. It was like the Brippy's like the haze out here.
I mean, haze is like low grade right now, but I take it.
That creepy shit, that's what they call it.
Get that shit out there.
That's what you thought, yo, that shit had me like, it is a
hey, that
I was like, well, that shit is the ooey like that? He's like, yeah.
The ooh.
The ooh.
Tell that chick to bring some of that creepy shit.
The ooh wop.
The ooh wop.
It's like, ooh way.
Hey, but, a homegirl. Homegirl, Eileen's supposed to be out there.
Oh, Lord.
Who?
I'm uninterested in her, so you can...
I don't know, man. She's always a freak.
Who's that?
I mean, of course she's a freak. When you're fat, you know. Well,
when you're fat, you really don't have a choice in life.
You're fat and disgusting, you know. You have no choice but to be the superhead.
And she is definitely fat and disgusting.
She could probably get everything in her mouth, though.
Of course she can, man. She's trying mad hard. Like,
she's with it, too.
She's definitely with it.
I think
man.
She said she won a 6'4".
Oh, all right. She can have the homie.
She won the dance one.
No bueno, dog. I don't even know. I don't even know why my name came up in that conversation.
I don't know either.
I don't know neither, but long as S. Dizzle's name ain't involved with Fat Chisel, long as S. Dizzle's name ain't involved with the fat race.
The fat race.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
fat population.
Yeah, I'm pretty much hood money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga, a lot of furniture moves going on.
You know, gotta move the furniture, God. Gotta, like, make room for the things that need to be room made for.
Cummy buns.
Cummy buns.
You said cum buns?
I'm mad, dog. Like, all that D-block.
Long black snakes. Cum
the all holes filled with hard cock.
Uh-huh. Oh, Rammy hard.
The KY jelly version.
Uh-huh. The KY jelly version.
Come on, Eileen.
Come, Eileen.
Yeah.
Cum buns, man. Like, it's real simplified. Cum buns. Get that open.
Yo, SD, you coming down? Coming down there?
I mean, I don't know, dog. I'm really not sure at this moment. I'm supposed to be having some little proper thing come out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little traveling and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm not happy with the words that I'm hearing from her.
Like, no, don't stop.
Yeah, you know, it should be, what they're really saying is, you already know what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, if they're saying stop.
Stop, no,
and
don't.
It definitely means no.
No, don't stop. You know, I just don't want to hear nothing disheartening. And
I mean, you know how I feel, God? Like, I don't mean to cut you off, brother. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. Handle yours.
I was going to say, man, you know why? You know we got to fuck these buds, man. You know why? We got to fuck these buds. All right? Because right now we're getting fucked no matter where we turn, all right? The black man is getting fucked, okay? We're getting fucked by the government, taxes. We're getting fucked by Blog Talk Radio right now because they're stealing our songs.
Yes.
And not letting us download the hard shit.
God damn it. They're going to raise the fare in New York City, MTA, all right? They have extra money, all right? Why do I got to pay the extra $2?
Hey, how much is the fare?
Right now it's $2, all right?
They're going to raise it to like $2.25.
Yeah, come on. I mean, I remember when it was a dollar. Give me a break.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I remember when the bus was free, son. I mean, it still is, but I remember when the bus was free for me, dog. And when I mean free for me, that was high school and elementary days and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't had to pay them. You ain't paying for no Metro card. They
nope.
Give you the Metro card and you're free.
Mm-hmm.
High school, all that shit, man. These niggas, is, come on, son. What I do, how I play the bus theory, my bus theory's this. I go on the bus. I'm like, yo, dog, I need to get changed. So I go on the bus like, yo,
uh-huh.
I don't even, I mean, I ask niggas, oh, you got change of a dollar.
But you don't really want
I don't to really ask niggas. I just go to the back of the bus and sit my ass in jail.
That's the key. You just act like you belong there. That's the key to anything in life. Anything in life. Act like you belong there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And you're good.
That's how I played the MTA.
Yeah, but how do you do that? Isn't a bus driver like, whoa, whoa, where you at?
I mean, he could try
to, like...
Stop the bus and get up and be like, we're not moving the bus until you get off.
Come on. It's happened. Don't get it twisted.
It has happened.
It's happened. I remember one night I was coming back from the throwback theater, and we on the bus. Nobody paid for the bus, dog. Duke is just sitting there like, yo, this one kid didn't pay for the bus, so we're not moving. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I'm like, none of us paid for the bus, but... You want to hold a grudge against my one dude, you know, you're a faggot for that.
Niggas got off the bus?
Hell no. Fuck out of here.
Niggas stayed on the bus,
niggas
right?
Stayed on the bus. I'm like, son, I'm not going nowhere, God. Like, you might as well just move the bus.
Hmm.
Son was like, fuck it, these niggas is assholes.
That's all he could say, though.
Yeah, that's all he could say.
Which is right. Little niggas is assholes, but they're getting on your bus for free. You fucking jerk off, you.
I'm gonna jerk off, you.
Fucking my bug. Silly bastard.
Silly bastard.
Fucking rat. Fuck
you. You rat bastard.
Rat bastard.
Dude, I can't get this what you call it. Shit up. Goddamn IKEA. Fuck you, IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA makes it real tough for niggas to get their shit out.
All right? We're just trying to get this shit together and
what?
It's very difficult right now, okay?
All right? Mad plastic.
This is bullshit right now, okay? God damn it.
I need something to cut this shit with.
Yo, get that knife. You're in the kitchen. So how was your weekend, man? How's your Mexican girlfriend, man?
Huh. I'm not with her no more.
Damn,
oh,
that was
Lord. Sure was. We know your ammo though, so you know. It's all good, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you gotta throw the slips to the wayside.
Yeah, exactly.
The wayside is where they belong.
I mean, are you hurting now? Are you hurting son? Like
Because you know, all that trying not to talk free on the radio.
Keep hands free.
Right, hands free, man. Free country. Apparently you know the country she's from is not free.
Did I say something, okay, I get it now. I'm sorry, I just feel so comfortable here. You're getting a little too comfortable.
Is this supposed to be an Allen key for this?
Mm-hmm. And the phone. Look at the phone, right?
Oh, man, that shit fucked me all up. It's like now I'm over here trying to download stuff
next.
Just to add to play, and it's telling me that I already have it.
Allen key for that one.
It's always telling me. Where the screw is at?
Oh, everything.
Look
right
for
here.
This thing. Wherever this thing is, that's where the fucking mouse is. Look.
AR, long as an Allen key.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this fart stinks.
It does stink, right? Especially when it's preceded by beans and franks. And all kinds of other 99 cent menu
and
items.
Old bus milk.
Old bus milk?
Menu. Yeah. I know you're sucking on old breast.
Old breast milk.
Yeah, old breast milk.
Old breast. Breast is.
Yeah.
I can't find that nigga. Whoever did it, that nigga got to me, man. That shit pissed me off.
What?
Right. Whoever did that shit, they got to me. That shit pissed me off.
Nigga?
Slow down and get chopped up like DJ Slow.
Oh, bus smoke in the face, Adler.
Come on, son. Down the front, like that. Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Oh, Lord. I'm a super gangster. Yo, shout out to Chocolate, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, like, that don't ever change, man.
Oh, yeah, I ain't mean to cut you off there, brother. You said you got an Xbox 360?
Yeah, and she said that she misses y'all, too, man. Like, she never, like, she misses not calling up and shit.
She misses not calling up?
Yeah, like, she don't call up for a certain reason, because, you know, she's not really ready to hear the things that spewed out of here, that spew out of my mouth and other
both things. Of you's mouth, not just you.
Yeah, I know, but
she was, honestly... You know what? I'm not even going to say anything.
Yeah, there's no need, because you already know the foolishness that comes with being a woman.
The tapes speak for themselves.
Yeah, it does speak for itself, especially when you're, like, going from one instance to the other, saying one thing and then the other thing.
And then, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, it is what it is, though.
Duncan, you want to throw this?
Yeah, as soon as I figure out why this shit is acting up.
Yeah, I'm sending this song out, this next song out to all the weed smokers.
Play that song, pussy.
Come on,
what
man.
Was it 420? 420?
That song is whack.
What song?
Wow.
What song?
Yeah. What, you squeezing my finger a little bit?
Nah, dog. I just put it to the hole.
Hey, shout out to 420.
Say again.
Shout out to 420.
Yeah, you already know.
When you got Shout out to Staten Island.
Staten Island, man.
Staten Island definitely in the building. This next song I'm sending out to Six Fizzle and S Dizzle. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79. I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Guard showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensic. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmith. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed to blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly. As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burn. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums. I twist darts from the heart. Try to improve, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the swing rock. Certified chatterbox. Vocabulary Donna talking. Tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid. Run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies. So I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme. Your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts. Paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought. I got the fashion catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God. The saga continues. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. Olympic torch flaming. We burn so sweet. The thrill of victory. The agony defeat. We crush slow. Flaming deluxe slow. Four. Judgment day cometh. Conquer. It's war. Allow us to escape hell. Globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky. Golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step makes the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie. Vigilante tantrum. A death kiss. Catwalk. Squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom. Tranquilize with anesthesias. Orchestra, graceful, music balance. My music Sicily, rich California smell, an axe kill adventure. Your SD.
Picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing.
Yeah.
Wax chaperone, rotating ring.
Yo, why is it? Why is Ghostface so angry when he comes on? I don't know. Ask that man that. Yo, yo, yo. Like a vortex through your spine to the top of the cerebral cortex, make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal like Grand Central Station. Program fat baselines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck. I'm ducking 5-year probation. War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families saved the ashes. A million names on walls engraved with plaques. Those who went back received penalties for the acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those strayed niggas get slayed on the song. The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from Kane One to represent the nation. This is the gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The hot chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none. Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all the crap, niggas lay back. Living life in gray and black. Room is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon's a fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced and scum of the slum. I got your whole body, no. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission, hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig, bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Drew Ali. Came in threes, we like the Genovese. That's so season these degrees. It's Earth 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst.
hertz, split the megahertz.
Hey, yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth talk.
Verbal foul hawk, connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank, all up in the high riser. New York gang visor, word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all, the number one traffic. Sit down the beat guard, the delegate, the guard, the seagull. Swift chancellor, flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck, diesel, play the weed guard. Substantial, max mostly, undivided, then sliding. Sickening, guaranteed, made him jump like Rod Strickland.
Back to back. Back to back. Wu-Tang back to back. Ice cream. Keep a lot.
Technical devil on that.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince Vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. And scooped in my ice cream truck. Who stands it up?
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. See you with pickings with a bunch of chicken, tire clicking. I kept shooting strum notes as we got close. See rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood, it turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love Hunt, check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right true. Lazy apple, small feet, six shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, on the dorm, no harm. Turn around again. Goddamn, backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high-powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That bitch been on my mind all week,
bro.
So you Maybelline Queen, let's make a scene. You can have anything in this world except cream.
So what you want to do, what you want to do.
Let's go ahead and walk these dogs to represent
work. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince Vanilla Butter Pecan Chocolate Deluxe. Even Caramel Sundaes is getting touched. Okay. And scooped in my ice cream truck. Who cares?
Dallas Finest. What up, boo? Peace, your highness. Yo, I'm lounging. Big dick style. Y'all niggas is the flyers. Moves you're making. Two by twos is shaking out a rape patient. You're looking good, fly coloration. Ghettos, them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that? Queen B chick. High curly black. Freaks be moving and fly snakes, two finger rings and gold teeth, and ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Freakin', then I can get.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince Vanilla Butter Pecan Chocolate Deluxe. Even Caramel Sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in my ice cream truck.
Black chocolate girl, wonder shade brown like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down sometime, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my dick size. Ooh, baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. Bitches paranoia for this thing, who wants the most of me? Only a heart doesn't want to be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping free of loving. Call me if you want to get dug like the pockets. I just look like a giant, break wounds out of the pocket.
Wu-Tang in the cut, for real niggas what? It's the after party, your bitches want to fuck. Watch these rap niggas get all of your guts. Prince Vanilla Butter Pecan Chocolate Deluxe. Even Caramel Sunday, getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold bitches melt down when in my clutch and want their titties sucked. Ice cream, yeah. Yo, guts. Prince Vanilla Butter Pecan Chocolate Deluxe. Even Caramel Sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold bitches melt down when in the clutch. They want their titties sucked. Ice cream. One love to my chocolate deluxe. Keep your nails done and your waist tight. Load up. One love to my Butter Pecan Ricans. Calling me Poppy. That's for red. One love to Caramel Sunday with the cherries on top, yeah. And big up to my friends Vanellas, Polly Boo, Francais, Mia Moore, Merci, Wee Wee, Bon Bons, and all that good stuff.
And all that good stuff. And all that good stuff. Boosie, Wee Wee, Bon Bon, and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Come on, man. This is the shit I'm talking about. Let's get it together.
Stop scheming and looking hard.
Welcome back to the TD Show, Technical Difficulties. You on the mic with JJ the X-Man. We got SD.
How long are you going to be the X-Man, dude?
We going to do the X-Man?
How long are you going to be the X-Man? Like, you're not an X-Man no more, son. Like, you with us now. You're not X'd out of nothing. You're included in everything now, son. Like, you still need to be the X-Man? Or
spoken like a true goddess. No, I don't have to be an X-Man no more, man.
I mean, it's up to you, man.
Because when you
like it,
when you with a chick, and then you not with her no more, that's your ex girl. But when you get a new girl, she's not the ex girl. You know what? You're damn right, man. Spoken like a true god.
General, nigga.
Fuck that. From now on, ladies and gentlemen, because of 6'4", I'm J to the J.
Well,
I'm not gonna say no gay shit. Like, that's real gay.
That ain't gay, nigga. J to the jizzle, man.
All right, there we go. J to the jizzle.
Justice, man.
Yeah,
get
words.
Get fucking right, man. Y'all pussies get it fucking right, man.
Word up. J
Justice,
to the jizzle. Six fizzle. S dizzle. La cool bizzle. La cool bizzle.
Yeah, what's up,
man?
Tweak that, man.
I'm gonna tweak that.
What up, Cuba?
I think so, Paul. They about to hold something, though.
Yeah,
hold
on.
Hey, man, what up?
Hey, what's
hold
up with that cat now?
It was good. It was good.
That was a weed now.
All right, we got one.
Yeah. You know, you know what it is? Is listen, I worked very hard today.
Did you? Really?
She worked very hard on rolling three blunts in a row.
Listen,
I'm running up in a shadow.
Yes, I worked very hard rolling three blunts in a row, but I had to get up, like, this is new for me. I had to get up early. I had to be at work at 7.
Oh, what? That's what I, now you know all my life is like every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that brother, he don't wake up at 7. He wake up like 4.
Oh, let me
see, I give it to you, man.
Today, I went to work.
Oh, dog.
I got to work, and I'm trying to, like, open my hand and shit. Chocolate says, what up, though? You know what I'm saying?
What up, Choc?
Misses everybody.
Watch that nigga. Oh. Oh, he called me, too.
He said, oh, he called me.
Yeah,
oh, man. I want to give a shout out to all the big people, you know, big bitches.
That's all right, though. We're going to come back stronger.
Huh?
Like, geez, you already know.
I feel like rhyming. Hey, how come when you see pictures with people, dudes, when they take a picture next to their boy, they both point at each other. Like the thumb is up and the pointer finger is pointing at their boy.
Huh?
Is that cool? Is that hip? Like, yo. And they do that mean mug. Like, you know what I mean? They do that meme mode, like they just got kicked out their apartment. They live on the streets. And like they just got fired from their little corner Wendy's job. Their little McDonald's Burger King job. And they take these pictures. They take these pictures with their boys. And they're like, yo, dog, let's take this picture. And they gay ass gets up in there and they what they do is, they don't just do a regular, you know, like, hey, what's up? I mean, but they tough bitch ass have to make that mean mug and point at their boy with a thumb up. Huh?
Oh. Tell nigga about that, but don't be acting funny either when we fucking come over here.
Yeah, what's up with people always taking pictures like they got a gun in their hand?
I don't know, God. Like, niggas think that shit is cool. Niggas is glorifying, like, warfare and all of that shit. I mean, it is war 24 hours of the day for the black man, but, you know, sometimes you got to take a break and shit.
Yeah.
No?
Pretty much. For everyone out there in Radio Land, I want y'all, I'm not even going to say the computer no more. Damn it, radio. People out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, I was on the phone. My bad.
I want everyone to go to our profile on blogtalkradio.com. I want y'all to check out the video. I posted a video of three funny commercials.
I'm on the internet radio show that I was
and this asshole's talking in the background. But three
nigga, I'm promoting, nigga. Shut up.
Hey,
I mean,
Yeah, and it's the three commercials. It's hilarious. There's one commercial with this fat guy. He has beefy tits. You know, he has boob tits. He has man boobs like myself.
Man boobs.
You got man boobs, JJ?
Oh, I have man boobs.
Word? Did your girlfriend play with them?
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know, it's funny that you
said,
yeah, she,
oh,
boobs
were illegal. What happened to that?
Wait, hold on. What did you say before?
I thought man boobs were fucking illegal in the United States.
Yeah, I think they are, man. That's why I wear skirt shirts. So I don't, you know, show my man boobies.
Your man boobin' and your gut?
My man boobiness and my gutus.
Gut without a chest?
Oh, man.
Yeah, gut without a chest.
Oh, Lord, that's disgusting. I could be a male model. I could be a male model. Listen, any of y'all who don't think that we got it going on, you know what I'm saying, check out the TD page. Hit him with the page real quick.
Oh, the TD page is, the MySpace?
Hit him with all that shit, guys.
All right, bet. MySpace.com/THE_TD_show.
Uh-huh.
On Blog Talk to see that commercial. It's blog, well, blogtalkradio.com/THE_TD_show.
Yeah, guys.
Hit us up. Show us mad love. I mean, I'm getting hit up on MySpace.
So back to what you were saying, JJ. Your girlfriend plays with your man boobs?
I was sleeping.
She was about to say, yeah.
I got out the shower and, you know, she was squeezing. But she's not my girl no more. She's my ex. Like, I don't mess with her no more.
Oh, you don't mess with,
Yeah.
I mean,
the Dirt Ball. That's her name, Dirt Ball.
That's messed up. Why you look at her?
All right, hey, because she can't, I mean, look, she's sensitive. I can't mess with sensitive-ass women. Like, don't be so
who's
fucking
sensitive.
Like,
who's sensitive?
A Mexican chick. You hear me talking dirty on the radio, so what?
Yeah,
get over it.
You got, I'm saying, like, seriously, like, what does she think is going on here?
Exactly.
You,
right,
you got a fucking office job or something?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. Let me get back on track for a second. The reason I said all of that, like, you hit him with the webpage, I don't think I know what's going on. I'm a sexy motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could be fucking underwear model or some shit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bitches, don't believe that shit, right? You fucking, myspace.com/GYASR7.
What's going on, dog?
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know what I mean? Like, yourself, don't try to be cute, and everything will work out the way it needs to be worked out, you know what I mean? So that's it.
Pretty much.
Carry on.
Pretty much. That's all that can be said, man.
Basically, I mean, we can say a lot more, but it's really unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but this commercial, it has, this you got to see, it's fucking hilarious. But this guy, he goes, and he's picking up his baby because the baby's crying. So he picks up the baby, and he sits down in the chair to, you know, rock the baby. And all of a sudden, you see the baby start sucking on his man boobs. And then he looks down at the baby, looks up, and then the screen fades into the black, and you see, get in shape. Which is hilarious. And then you had these two guys in a sauna. It was a little gaffy. You know, the guy was looking down. You didn't see what was on the guy's lap, so obviously you thought he was looking at his balls, his Franks and Beans, or how does SD call it?
Fruits and nuts and berries.
Nuts and berries? He's looking at his nuts and berries. And, you know, his banana and mangoes. And he's looking down. And make a long story short, it ends up being a newspaper that he's looking at. So, you know. But the other one's hilarious. And this brings me to the story that I had. They had this one chick, these two old ladies laying on the beach. And these two guys walking saw a camera. So they took the camera while the old ladies were sleeping. The guy pulls his pants down. They take a picture of him, his nuts and berries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the camera back. I actually went to a party before. And I do this for a living. I love this. This is hilarious. I go to parties, and if I see a camera just sitting there, I'll take the camera, take ass shots, put it back. So when you go to the fella of your film, you see a bunch of ass and cock and balls in there, you want to know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, so basically you're taking pictures of cocks and balls, too?
Yeah, of mine. Let me correct that. My cock and balls.
Oh, boy. So you're going and taking someone else's camera and taking it in the bathroom and taking shots of your cock and your balls?
Yeah.
What if it's a man's camera? Like,
oh, that would suck. I feel sorry for that young brother.
It makes you gay.
I mean, hey, you shouldn't just like leaving your cup around. You shouldn't leave your camera around. I mean, hey, damn it, I could have stole it.
You sure could have.
Instead, you know, I left you a little surprise.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
You coming to my sister's little gathering?
Maybe.
She doesn't know. She's lying. Right now. Right now she's lying.
No, I'm going to try to make it out there.
And I'm going to try to, you know.
No, trying is something that a retarded person would say. I'm going to try to walk up these steps without falling down.
I'm going to try to chew my food without swallowing my tongue.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Shit. Yeah. I'm going to try to eat this food and lose the weight.
Man, you know, you guys ever had a sore throat? It's mad annoying. It's like not really sore. It's sore, but it's like not really a throat. It's like going down your throat, and it's like, I don't even know how to explain this shit. Fuck, forget I said anything. That shit is bad and funny.
Hey, asshole, you on there? Okay. A lot of people think they're assholes, so that's why they're not answering.
Yeah.
Big Gut.
I'm an asshole.
Big Gut.
Yo. Yeah.
Thanks to the J.
Yeah,
who that, man?
I said Jay Jizzle.
Who is that?
It's your girl Lala.
It's Lou.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what's up? You are. It's
me and Anonymous.
You and Hippotamus?
Him and the other him.
Oh, him and the other him?
Yeah.
We got two shims on here.
Hey, this is not.
I didn't know you had a sister. You have a sister?
Now listen, no. We're talking about your mother and you.
Who the hell is that? I know that ain't that dirty bastard trying to show me already.
Whoa!
I didn't do nothing yet. See, I came on the show with
me. Don't say nothing. Don't respond. Don't say nothing to her, God. Let me handle her, God.
I don't understand that. You see what I'm saying, JJ? I don't even be talking about this chick. It should be on my dick.
I really do. I care for her. She thought.
Now that says everything. You're talking. She's here now. Don't even worry about that. Fuck this bitch, son.
Niggas need to hang up on her, son. I'm tired of hearing her mouth.
She's here for only one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then open her mouth and start sucking them. Like, come on.
Basically, it's just to suck everybody off. And you know what? Anonymous is here to get whatever drips from her mouth. You know what I'm saying? After I bust my skeet. So.
You know what's funny? It's funny how that day when we went on the Sloppy Station show, very sloppy and overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And high in cholesterol. But, fuck, in one way from a heart attack. We went on the show, and the whole time, this Rod Digger sounded like bitch was quiet. Like, she's over here, the loud one, obviously. The loud one is always the fattest one. So the loud one, obviously, was, and Hippopotamus Anonymous with her fat ass is in the back. Like, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're bored. You're only on there because your phone probably got disconnected.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And she called you from a payphone on freeway.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. Or, I mean, you're in New York, so therefore, 347 is 25-cent call. Talk all day.
25 cents.
So you called the show through a payphone. And your fat ass don't feel no cold because you're so big.
Because you're fat. Very fat at that.
Yeah. And then the whole time, it's like, they needed TD.
Nope. What's your name?
And Are We Famous Radio to pump them up. And they obviously don't get no ratings. That's why they're on the TD show. And TD is effing up, and we still get listeners.
Yo, Doug, you split out. I thought you said one. And when I came out, I didn't see you there. So I just...
What the hell is this guy talking about? Somebody shut his mic off.
Nah, I was still in there. When you had went out, I was still in there.
But it's like, SD, now I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, waiting for my favorite chick.
From Jump, Shorty talks about you. I think she wants you, man.
I don't even care, dog. Like, I don't even be paying attention to her.
He wants to suck your pee-pee.
I don't even be paying attention to her no more, son. You know, I'll just let her talk and get my name out there. Thank you.
That's yeah, exactly. You know what I mean, when they hate that hard, that means it's a blessing coming to you, dog.
I walked a decap down the arson.
Hey, it's funny because when that asshole was on here talking shit, and then this chick, she was, I'm going to call her Moo Moo from now on, Moo Moo. When Moo Moo came on, you know, to give out some cow milk, and she was hating on one of my hosts, S. Dizzle. We was having problems on the air. So Cuba was, you know, she was on mute, but it wasn't showing that she was on mute. And she told me she was just going off. Like, every time USD said something to this bitch, Cuba would come out with something. And it would have been pretty funny, but she was muted. So is there anything else you got to say, Cuba?
Nah, I'll wait for her to get back on.
Huh?
I said, no, I'll wait for her to get back on in 1 month.
Who's that? That's SD64.
What's that?
I don't get it, son. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I really don't care. I'm really not even interested in her, so, you know.
Apparently, she's interested in you.
Well, that's her problem. That's her problem.
Hey, you're back on there.
Ibrahim, your brother's on. Talk to him.
Oh, Lord. Please tell me you're not on the phone. Please tell me you're not on the phone.
He's on the fucking phone. That's him in the background. That's
please
here.
Please tell me you're not on the phone.
Talk to your brother, Ibrahim. Don't hide.
E.
That's your brother making all that noise in the background.
Yo, E.
Yo, L-E, a.k.a. C.
Oh, he got real quiet.
Yo, E.
Yeah, what? No, you hear that shit in the background.
Wow.
Yeah, I got on man.
You know what? It's really... It's it's really bad when you stick up for a brother and he lies.
He looks stupid.
He throws nothing... Ah, you know what, man? Look. Nice. Who called who?
Oh, this shit is hilarious, man.
Who called who?
Huh?
Who called who?
You called on freeway. What you talking about? That nigga's quiet now.
Oh, Lord. Yo, E!
Yo, L.E., don't front now. You know you at work on your brain.
Yeah,
that's that nigga.
Oh, wow. Wow, dog. Yo, dog. I can't believe it, dog. No. Yo, E. Yeah, you was on 3-way with Lala.
See, if you hear the same noise in the background.
Oh, somebody called you block. Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I know I got faith in my dog. You called me block, and all of a sudden he heard the show. I'm about to say. Hey!
Yo, what the fuck is going on? Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo. Yo, SD.
Yo. No.
We got E on the phone, but he's coming. He's calling in from, well... What they did apparently is they called him block.
Tell this nigga to fuck unmute me.
There you go.
Hey yo, listen man. First of all, this is a TD show. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get a fucking twisted and let's keep that shit in perspective. Bitch, you're a fucking caller. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get roasted at fucking any time. And you know what? It doesn't even matter what you say because I realize that you're a machine that just likes to fucking hear yourself talk. I'll tell you what, you fat slut. You know you're fat, so that doesn't hurt. I'm going to push the on button, and then you go, all right?
Oh, let me push the on button.
Now she's going to act like she can't fucking hear me. That's what I'm talking about. That's the reverse psychology shit you're not supposed to fall for, you dummy.
love when I call in their show because they talk about me.
You're right. You're here. So niggas are talking about you. Be gone. If you leave, I bet you we don't talk about you.
I bet you will.
That is true.
All right.
Hold on. Whoa. Try it out. Hang up, and I bet you we won't talk about you.
Well, see, the only way they can find that out is if they pay their Comcast bill.
And they're not going to do that because they have no money because they haven't sucked a quarter of dicks for this month.
I wish I had my sound effects down.
So basically, there's no Comcast, there's no cable, there's no block hook, there's no nothing. They're just looking at each other and touching each other and being fucking lesbians.
No one needs to happen. This is what needs to happen, God.
That's what needs to be drawn and quartered.
Anytime you hear this chick's voice, dog, you need to just hang up on him, son, because they have no
business.
This
nigga's not going to do that, son.
They have no business here. They have
he's not
going to
do that, God. Your ass, he's not going to do that, son. The nigga likes controversy.
I'm not talking to you.
Huh?
I don't have to turn nothing off.
Who are you talking to, son?
I mean, why don't you get out of my conversation, Paul? This is not for you.
No, niggas is
getting out. This is not for the weak ass.
You know what I'm saying? Like, see, everybody acts up, man. That's why you gotta be an asshole. Like, niggas on Xbox Live on the headset.
Yeah,
laugh it
up.
It's trying to get
into our conversation on Block Talk Radio. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So you see, SD had to step up and just fall back, pause the game, and check the nigga real quick. You know what, son? I'm not even gonna hear you right now. I'm gonna just pop your head off.
Still checking him.
I'm glad you think that's funny.
Still popping these pussy's heads off. Anyway,
I'm back, TV.
How come her friend is so fucking quiet? She's usually running her fucking mouth like a rat.
Let's move on.
Because she's,
Let's move on.
She's on mute?
Well, nah, she hung up. She was tired. She's tired of getting shitted on. But anyway, let's move on. Let's move on expeditiously.
Yeah, nigga.
You learned a new word today?
Fucking right.
Don't be using them words, nigga. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, nigga?
Expeditiously, nigga.
Yo, man, tell the difficulties, man. Straight from the streets.
Straight from the fucking block, man. A block near you, as a matter of fact, man.
Word, man.
You might be able to go in the corner store and pick up a copy of our tape or some shit, a bootleg or something, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You know, technical difficulties show bootlegs hitting stores in the air near you real soon, you know what I'm saying?
People like to shoot from
behind. Word. You don't listen to us, you get your head popped off.
I mean, there's no need to shoot a nigga in the face.
Yeah,
tape.
I'm not going to. There's
no need to shoot a nigga in the face.
But... You know, it'd be better if you did listen.
Mm-hmm. It'd be better if you did listen, though.
It'd be better if you did.
It'd be nice.
That's what you get for running in so fast, dog. Kuba, I mean, what happened to you? Like, I don't know. Like, you keep saying you coming up, and then you never show up, and I don't know what your deal is. I'm trying to figure you out right now.
I did go up there, but JJ didn't.
Why are you putting that shit on me?
You said my brakes. My brakes. I didn't have a car.
Are you part of the team or not? Yes or no? Right.
Of course, I'm part of the team.
All right. So what the
but he kept saying that his his brakes and this other shit. We're gonna chill.
Yeah, because you know she can't.
Up.
You know, being the fact that she's Spanish, and you know she's on parole, she can't steal no more cars. So you know,
yeah.
I had to drive her around. You know,
yeah,
she couldn't steal no more Honda Civics.
I mean, wasn't she born on parole? Like that's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? She was born in jail. Me.
Word.
Yeah, I was.
Word.
Like me. I'm a jail baby. I'm
she was born in the mess hall.
She was born in the hospital.
Oh, and damn, man, this fart is giving me a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, boy. Come on, God. Put your situation in order, God.
Oh, man.
I'll be there the 21st. I don't know if you know where JJ lives.
Of course he does. I mean, if you're going to my sister's party, then you'll see the whole gang.
You don't know if I know where he lives? Is that what you just said? Yeah, I got him.
Yeah, that was the illiteracy that just came out of her mouth.
Oh, boy. Why wouldn't I know where this man lives? Kuba.
I don't know.
It's all right, boo.
Open-toe sandals. You can do flip-flops with socks.
You know what? I'm going to take mercy on you because you sounded cute today. You know what I'm saying? So... I'm not ever going to dig into you right now. Like,
I don't know. He lives in the boondocks, so I don't know.
Oh, we got jokes.
West Bubble Fuck.
Come on now.
Next
you
to the deers.
You can't be talking no shit, you Floridian. He's close up to,
Yeah, I don't live right next to the deers, though.
Nah, you don't. You live next to the damn wombats and shit. What the fuck is out there?
Lizzy Wombat.
What's going on? What the fuck is...
Yo, they do have a lot of critters up in here. I mean, in the front.
Man, we know that's right.
Nah, shit. But yeah, I'll be going.
Do I keep the sock with a hole in it? Do I throw it away? Do I keep
the sock? Oh, MC in the face ass chick.
Yo, MC Hammer the pants ass
chick. Oh, Jaheim and the lips ass chick. Paul.
Jay Z in the fucking nose.
Come on now, you no cooking hermaphrodite.
No crab in the corner of the lips ass chick.
You sexual deviant.
You Liz Claiborne in the face ass nigga.
Was Claiborne in the face?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Come on now, you Section 8 recipient.
You pay with food stamps.
What? Come on, you know you got the wick. Break out them wick. Let me get a turkey sandwich.
Yo, you know what's funny, though? I wish I did, though. They give you some fucking good-ass cheese and fucking peanut butter.
Cheese and peanut butter? What? That's what you live on? Cheese and peanut butter?
Nah, but I like their cheese. The Wick cheese and peanut butter is better than the Skippy one.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's that government shit. Government shit is made to last. I mean, and if it lasts forever, how good can it really taste?
I don't know. I like their peanut butter.
Oh, yeah?
I take my grandfather's peanut butter all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, Kuba, listen, drop and spread, man. Real quick.
Huh?
It's kind of quiet right now. Drop and spread real quick. Get everybody excited real quick.
Nah, I can't do that. JJ prohibited me from doing that.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's funny? You guys are fucking assholes, man. Me too. You ever notice in the beginning of the show that everybody... We're treating each other like brothers and sisters, and then it just did a total 360. And the only person, since we don't get that many female callers, that gets sexually harassed happens to be La Cubanita.
It's the only one.
Yeah. Whatever happens to the brother and sister love?
I mean, it's there. What happened to incest?
Anyway.
Isn't that still a fucking option?
Huh?
Isn't that still an option? Incest, nigga.
Yo, wait a second. You remember the show on Friday when your brother was on? Anyway, we're going to hang up. He's like, I love you.
Oh, yeah. He's an asshole, though. So.
He's an asshole.
You can't.
Yo. Yo, that shit sounded so funny.
Shout out to that, man. He's definitely 7 minutes less of an asshole than I am. And I don't know exactly what.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely an asshole, though, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not get it twisted for a second.
Although, incest is in.
Listen, I'm with it. Listen, if my...
Oh, brother, I know you're with it.
If my person looks better than your girl, then guess what? You can keep your girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because my cousin is right here. I already have a fucking number. And, you know.
Wow.
I got a question. Oh, wait, hold on. Hip-hop, gossip, hip-hop, gossip. Cooper, is it, say your father meets a woman that has a child already, and you know, now this is kind of like a stepbrother. Is it wrong to have sex with him?
Wow, it depends, I don't know, see, it depends if you meet when you were young and you grew up together, then that's kind of like ill, because I look at it like, La Boricua's family, they're like my family. We grew up since second grade. And I look at her cousins, and I'll be damned if I look at them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, we've slept in the same bed together, and we won't even think about touching each other because it's like, ew.
Yeah, right.
No, that up.
You know how you know that's a lie? Because first of all, you're Hispanic. So there's no way that two Hispanic people are going to be in the same fucking bed and not doing anything.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't give a shit if they're cousins, first cousins, neighbors. Whatever. Okay, cut the bullshit out. All right, that's why there's so many Spanish folks, because you guys are always how can I say it? Abrea your legs.
Metiendo you know? Palo, sacando
yeah, you know,
leche.
Straight up, give it, dame.
Yeah, but not with your family.
Fuck you mean? Didn't we just establish that incest is in? Are you listening? Like, somebody call Michael.
Not in my family, so.
No, I'm just kidding. We don't do the incest thing. But, you know, I got good-looking women in my family. Not that I'd give it to any of them. Because I can't. I mean, I can, but I won't. So,
yeah, that's just like, I don't know.
This chick kind of bagged me on the train today. And, quiet as kept.
Don't do that, though. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone, dog. I mean, you don't want to get deeper into it, man.
It ain't worth it. Okay, I digress.
Uh-huh. He was just playing. Damn, you kissed her, man. That was funny. And the only reason why he said that is because he was talking about girls, you know, coming up to guys and bagging them.
You know.
So, you know, that was the point, you know.
You know.
I didn't think it ever worked, you know what I mean? But actually, that man made up a story, and that was funny. So therefore, it still doesn't work.
Word.
Well, it was a nice trick, though. Let's move on expeditiously. Jay-Z and former business partner Damon Dash are being sued for $15 million by an author from Philadelphia who claims the duo stole his book concept for their movie State Property in the lawsuit filed earlier this month. Antoni Jones alleges the 2002 movie bears striking similarities to his own novel, The Family, a Philadelphia mob story about four men who seek to gain money, power, and
respect.
That's crazy. They said that the offer wanted $450,000 more than they gave him. So because of that, he realized that his ideas was taking when he saw the movie. So now he wants $15 million.
Sounds like a pussy to me.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I mean, you know, where are you going with that, really? You know, they stole your idea, your pussy, because you should have said something about it before. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what. You're out of cash, bud. And maybe you should just go, like, get a loan from the bank or something.
Pretty much.
I think that's pretty much a wrap for you guys.
Because you're going to get fucked.
You know. But you might have some legal grounds to do what? I'm not sure, but you definitely got some legal grounds there, bud.
Yeah, people just, you know, they just want to get paid. Moving on, the rap newcomer Mims has been hit with a $7.5 million discrimination lawsuit.
Oh, Lord.
After a New York promoter claimed he had backed out of a concert because of his, you're going to have to help me out, his
misogynistic?
Yeah, views towards women. Club promoter Mark Blair, fuck you, look, man, they ain't never teach me that word in high school.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you, C-O-N-spiracy.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
Did you write that one, you prick? Oh, prick in the face.
How about you learn how to fucking spell and fucking read?
Ooh, that's cute. Hey, how about you come over here and work on my car, your auto mechanic? I locked my keys in the car. How about you pop my lock and start my car?
I'm not Puerto Rican. But yo, listen, I was actually telling JJ for real. Like, yo, mechanics make money. And I was thinking, yo, I want to become a mechanic. You think it's too late for me to become a mechanic?
No, it's never too late. You was born a mechanic.
Yeah. You might not have been born a mechanic, but you were definitely a grease monkey. You take it from there and work it out. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll work it out.
Get paid. What would you think if you come to the shop and be like, yeah, I'll fix your car?
I'll be like, yo, let me see your underwears first. Let me see what kind of underwears you got.
Let me see if you got any grease stains in them.
Let I think that depends on the size of your breasts, man. Let me see your titties.
Word.
You know? I mean, if your breasts are not, like, more than a handful and a mouthful, then really, like, there's no way you can, there's no way you can do any good on my
No
body.
Way! Whoa!
Whoa.
Yo, where's SD at?
Right there. He's going to cut like peroxide.
Oh, shit. Yo, why is it... Whoa! Yo, why is alcohol and rubbing alcohol... Well, vodka and rubbing alcohol smell the same.
Oh. Why?
But if you drink rubbing alcohol, you'll probably die. Smell the same.
Well, one is isopropyl alcohol, and another one, that's the rubbing alcohol, which is a different type of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And other one is distilled. So I guess one you can drink and one you can't. That's all I can imagine.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken.
And words. Words are pretty funny. Like, you got words like live and live. L-I-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing. This is a live show. He lived.
It's just
amazing how, you know, his words is... Anyway, I feel stupid now. Club promoter Mark Blair claims she paid $2,500
mm-hmm.
to the rapper's agent for a gig at the Manhattan Club, Eugene. Mm-hmm. But,
oh, Eugene's?
Yeah. But Mims failed to turn up for the show, and an action Blair believes is down to his discriminatory views towards the fairer sex. What are they saying? Mims is gay? The lawsuit states his supposed views are a pattern of conduct involving the belittlement and degrading of females. Oh, okay. This is what it is. Degradation of females as bitches and hoes. Blair goes on to... Huh?
That's in all rap music. Why? They
exactly.
They're just trying to get their money from him, so they're going to use, like... That's like saying, like, I don't know if you watch The Boondocks.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker Gangstalicious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was funny, because Roddy, I really idolized this dude, but some would turn out to be a faggot and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, son. I forgot the point I was trying to make, but, you know.
but it was nice. It was nice while I lasted. Every day we're going to come up with a certain word that we're going to use throughout, you know, throughout the day. So let's move on expeditiously. Blair goes on to quote several of Mims' lyrics in the suit. Meanwhile, Young Jeezy was arrested. Nah, that's old news.
Uh-huh.
Damn, man, 50 Cent. See, this is news from, like, now and before, all that shit. 50 Cent, they said 50 Cent now, and the Queens rapper is going straight to the bank after receiving a reported $400
million.
Wow. $400 million for a drink that tastes like dog piss. But hey, you know, America likes it.
Damn Skippy.
Has been taken over by Coca-Cola for $4.1 billion.
Let the people be the judge.
Yeah. Meaning 50's 10% share in Glacier is now worth $400 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a businessman. His lyrics are alright. They don't really fucking impress me. I'm not really sure where his, like, how much longer he's going to be hot or whatever. He hasn't had to reinvent himself yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he will, and when he does, we'll see what he becomes. You know what I'm saying? The reinvention works sometimes. So... Yo, shout out to Chocolate, man. With your brown ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, literally, your favorite thing.
Yeah, Foxy Brown. I don't know, Cooper. You might be aware of this.
She got arrested again. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Which one did you hear about?
I mean, I forgot which one it was. But it was
Foxy Brown has been ordered.
She's in jail now, isn't
she? Huh?
She's locked up now, ain't she?
Yeah, I believe so. It says she's been ordered to submit a DNA sample to prosecutors in relation to an alleged assault at a Florida beauty store earlier this year. The candy rapper stands accused of charges of battery after a shop worker claimed he had been assaulted by Brown in February when he asked her to leave because they were closing up. Brown-born Inga Marchand is alleged to have become irate and threw a bottle of hair glue at the employee.
Didn't she get locked up previously to that for throwing like a cell phone at some chick or something like that?
Yeah. You remember, but hey, she's Haitian, you know? She can't help it.
That's what she is.
Huh?
She's loose.
Yeah, she's real loose. Bought a hair glue at the employee before spitting on him. She was arrested and charged with battery and obstruction of justice. She was released on $1,500 bond and has already turned down a plea deal from prosecutors at Broward County Court. It's ridiculous. Oh, wow. She even tried to use the race card. The rapper was proclaimed. The rapper proclaimed her innocence in the charges and says, "The only crime I am guilty of committing is being a young black female celebrity in Broward County. I am the victim of an overzealous police department who engaged in police brutality and a money-hungry store owner whose motives are for me to pay his mortgage on his house and his children's tuition. She is due in court on September 24th and could face up to a year in jail if found guilty."
Oh, boy. Damn, Foxy, get it together, bull.
And get it together.
I mean, you know I love you ever since, I mean, ever since you was on that rug. Ever since you and Little Kim took the same picture, man. You know what I'm saying? You and Little Kim took the same picture, yo. I love you, yo. I love you back then, ma, for real. Like, I'm from Brooklyn and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love you from back then, ma. Like, when you was blacker than a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You was sexy, though. I mean, I never met you or nothing like that. I heard you was smelling and all kinds of stuff, like, you know, stinking. Like, but, I mean, I don't believe
smell
you.
Like, smell like old bum farts.
Smell like old Haitian biscuit. Old Haitian beef patties. You know what I'm saying?
Smell like old rat tail.
Yeah, something. You know, something that ain't right. But you know how I feel about you, Fox, so I ain't even going to try to play you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You go back, like, wave the hand grease and the silks and all of that, so.
Oh, shit. And Jay-Z with his cheap ass. Jay-Z has been hit with a lawsuit accusing him of paying workers at his 40-40 club below the minimum wage. Former waitresses at the club, Celeste Williams, filed a civil lawsuit against the rapper on behalf of herself and other workers on Tuesday, claiming Jay-Z and co-owner Juan Perez for willfully failing and refusing to pay them at the legally required minimum wage and overtime. Mm-mm. Overtime.
Overtime. What do you mean?
Sexy
time.
Time.
Fucking overtime.
Huh?
I don't have to fucking pay you
all the time. Place is expensive. I see all the time. The 440 come, and it's not in, like, out of this world.
Really?
Yeah, listen. First of all, waitresses and shit and all that, I mean, if you're a waitress, the majority of your bread comes from tips. All right?
Yeah.
So, you're obviously not flashing enough tail or, you know, grabbing enough cocks to, you know, get the tips that you need.
You're not doing that. I mean, if minimum wage is what, $5.15 now, I wouldn't even fucking know. I make $46 an hour. It's not about how much you fucking make, bitch, because I don't get to keep none of my fucking money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to grab some more cocks, flash a little more tail, you know, show a little more tip. You know, do something to make these men want to part with their fucking money. Honestly, nothing's going to fucking do it but that. You know sex sells, bitch. Get with the fucking program.
Mm-hmm. sexy time.
More or less, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do I know, though? I'm just a fucking man.
No, you're the messenger.
Trying to keep my dick hard in the cold world. What the fuck, nigga?
Oh, shit. Nigga brought it back to fucking
nigga.
Do the right thing.
Bugging out, nigga.
Bugging out.
Just a black man trying to keep my dick hard in the cold world.
In a cool, harsh world.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, she needs to get with the fucking program and, you know, spread her legs or something. Because I bet you, put it like this. This is the test, the truth test. If what I'm not saying is, if what I'm saying is not true, then it's not true. You go, I guarantee you, wherever you're standing right now, if you spread your legs, you'll be better off than you were before you spread your legs. I guarantee you. That says it all, right? Spread your legs. Maybe if you tried to suck Jay-Z, up or something, you'd be like a little better, you know?
Well, hey, I mean, it would have been just like Superhead over here.
I'm not on that shit. Mm. What happened?
It would have been just like Superhead.
Superhead?
Yeah. What was the chick that she was
video
vixen or whatever?
Karen Stephens. Yeah, she's definitely a slut. You know what I'm saying?
She's a slut. She's a slut.
She's a slut and a half, really. I mean, because I think she can do the work of two sluts. You know?
Yeah.
Definitely like cock holes. But, you know, I've never paid for pussy, honestly. I paid for a lap dance once in my life. I only did it. And you were with me, JJ.
Wait. You know? Oh, the nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty old butts.
Yeah, nasty old butts. I only paid once, you know? And it was an experience, you know what I mean? I doubt I'll ever do it again.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, man, like I said, spread your legs and everything will be just fine.
Oh man, my boy got sentenced to 3 years.
Who's that?
Damn, dog, Prodigy.
For what?
This Mobb Deep rapper Prodigy has been sentenced to 3.5 years behind bars after pleading guilty to a weapons charge dating back to 2006. The G-Unit star, real name Albert Johnson, why don't you put everyone from government out there like that? if I call myself Prodigy, it's Prodigy for a reason. I want my name out there. Anyway, Albert Johnson was indicted on one charge of gun possession at Manhattan Supreme Court in New York on Tuesday. The charge relates to Johnson's arrest last October when New York cops pulled over his Chevy Suburban sports utility vehicle for making an illegal U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
A search of the car turned up an unlicensed .22 caliber pistol. The 32-year-old initially claimed he had no knowledge of the weapon, like an ignorant nigga would do. Oh, that shit ain't mine. How'd it get there? I don't know. Maybe I bought the car like that.
Somebody left it in there. But
yeah, somebody left it in there. Yeah. Check my prints. Which was found in a compartment between his driver's seat and the front passenger seat, where hip-hop producer The Alchemist was sitting. Oh, wow. Reports the New York Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
But midway through trial proceeding, Johnson confessed to ownership of the gun and struck a deal with prosecutors. The agreement limited his jail term to just 3.5 years instead of the usual 15.
Woo!
The sentence normally given to felons like Prodigy who are facing their third weapons charge. Wow. That's disgusting, man.
That's
the job of hip hop police. I'll tell you that. Oh, I know that nigga got a gun. I know he got a gun. Let me go pull him up. I know he has a gun.
I mean, nah. Chip, third offense, nigga.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Damn, he ain't coming out for a long time.
I mean, he's only coming out, but the nigga might do what? 2 years or some shit, man, like 18 months or something.
Uh-huh.
Good behavior or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas ain't trying to be locked down, God. That shit ain't cool. I mean, that bitch that was talking about, I became a cop just to get my gun. Man, listen, I haven't seen that bitch in the street, man. I fucking slap his black off her fucking face, man. You know what I'm saying? You talking about locking up us? Like, why don't you do something positive? Why don't you uplift? Why don't you, you know what I'm saying, elevate? You trying to, like, I don't know, whatever. I don't even want to get into it because I might have to go on a manhunt for that bitch. You know?
Yeah. L.E. in the building.
L.E., man. What up, man? Listen, keep that shit in perspective, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, E. You know Sonny Carson in a face-ass nigga?
Come on, man. This nigga look like a Wookiee.
You know Chewbacca in a mouth-ass nigga?
Ewok in the face-ass nigga.
Hey, yo, Cuba.
Yeah.
Yo, let me fucking... I can't wait till it snows outside so I can walk in the snow, in the muddy snow. And, you know what I mean, when I fucking go to your house, just jump on your bed and stomp the snow mud all over your chest.
Uh-huh.
I want to make you dinner and pour a fucking, and instead of putting salt on your, you know, on your food, I'll take some of that snow salt. Have big old chunks of salt all over your fucking food and shit.
Right.
And watch you eat it, pussy girl. Hey, nigga.
What, nigga?
Yo, hey.
What, nigga?
You know, I'm hanging up on this nigga, man.
Leave that nigga the fuck alone, son. Fuck that nigga.
I'm hanging up on this ignorant ass nigga. How the fuck you call the show and then just
in the back
fucking play that bullshit? Oh. Yo, hey. You just got yourself banged on, pussy.
Banged on. Because niggas don't want to fucking, like, deal with the program and shit.
What the fuck, man?
Yo, Rob, help me take some shit outside real quick. Yo, what up? What up?
Robin?
That's Dizzle.
Just give me a second, bro.
I'm going to play a fucking song. Oh, wow. I hung up on SD by accident. Yo, E. Hang up on that pussy, too. Yeah, I'm going to play a fucking song, man.
Play a fucking song already.
That shit live. This is brand new by Timbaland. Scream.
Scream, nigga.
Burn.
girl, why don't you? If it feels good, why don't you? If you love me, girl, why don't you? Stop bullshitting.
Oh man, that was pretty. Yo, cool. What you thought about that?
I think that guy sounds like you. I think you should sue him. I think they took your voice.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they took my voice too, man. They took my game too. Oh man, it was Timbaland in the face ass nigga. What you thought about that song? Okay. Yeah, that's the same thing I thought. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on expeditiously.
Let's move on expeditiously.
Yo, the chick Lexi Lex, she actually, if this is true, I'm looking on hiphop.com or hiphopmusic.com.
Uh-huh.
And Lexi Lex apparently she has something to do with the T.I. Well, I'll just read it off. It says, first of all, I'm back. I know I've been gone for a hot-ass minute, but I have a logical excuse for my absence. Deaf and family, work, 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 and more work. But needless to say, I'm back. Now, she has a title called Snitches. She says, at first, MySpace.com was the biggest snitch in cases involving ghetto baby mamas who play Inspector Gadget with their, hold on, is this SD? It's Ebra. Don't take me off of mute. I just want, listen.
Who that?
He says, don't take me off of mute. I just want to listen in. The lights.
Who's the light, E?
Yeah, E. Okay, prick face. I'll leave you on. I'll leave you on hold, you little bitch.
There you go, fucking Titus and Valis in the mouth ass nigga.
Nigga, old silky body lotion in the mouth ass nigga.
Nigga, old sexy ass nigga.
Whoa, pause.
Fake ass, centerfold ass nigga. Fake ass, nigga, working out and ain't gained an ounce of muscle yet.
Mamas who play Inspector Gadget with their cheating boyfriends, MySpace pages, but now Sandra Rose is being a big time snitch in the whole T.I. investigation. Basically, she's saying on her website that the judge supposedly read her blog about the T.I. situation, got upset, and refused to let him out of jail, or something to that effect, and that an angry representative from Atlantic Records called her to ask her to quit blogging about the investigation because she's tampering with evidence. Something to that effect, I quote. Come on, man. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man?
Your old mighty morphin Power Ranger and the face-ass niggas, the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. So I take it, like, Cuba. Cuba has her real name. Like, you know, she has a real name. Every time she texts, it has that. So I guess his is the lights.
Yeah, it's a call to signature.
Yeah, wow.
You can change your signature, too. What do you got something to say about that, you fucking prick? You got something to say about everything. He said, yeah, well, go ahead and say some smart-ass shit. You fuck you.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say now, dog. Fuck my shit up.
Yeah, nigga.
Last Friday, I received a call. This is from her. Last Friday, I received a call from Atlantic Records exec who informed me that T.I.'s lawyers were discussing amongst themselves the fact that the judge read my blog and was very angry by what he read. The exec indicated that the judge may have been angry enough to alter his decision to release T.I. on house arrest last Friday. The exec asked me to be more sensitive about what I wrote regarding T.I. I agreed to comply with the record exec's request, but later that same night I heard from two others in T.I.'s camp who said T.I.'s lawyers informed them that if T.I. isn't released this coming Friday, it would be my fault. As ridiculously as that may sound, I'm taking this reckless... she's retarded. Innuendo. Oh, wow, I'm retarded. What the fuck does that mean?
My boy.
Nuisance.
Huh?
What do you say?
What does innuendo mean?
Innuendo means hint.
Oh, seriously. I decided to post this for two reasons. A, because I want this on record just in case, you get murked. And B, because some people have a hard time accepting the fact that T.I., not bloggers, or the media is responsible for his current situation. I don't believe for 1 minute that the judge reads SandraRose.com. If I was T.I., I would be concerned about paying all that money to lawyers who would resort to these types of intimidation tactics.
Yeah,
the attorneys need to be worried about their case and not worried about what some random blogger writes. True.
And that nigga.
The light texted me and he said that he put, you are stupid.
Yeah, nigga. Poke that nigga. Poke that nigga.
Bitches. Lil Wayne, this is the kiddies in North Carolina by not showing up to a needed... not showing up to a needed it. That's exactly what it puts. Whoever wrote this is a dumbass. Oh, word. Nah, I'm a dumbass. I skipped the line.
You silly bastard.
Lil Wayne, this is the kiddies in North Carolina by not showing up to a concert packed with 4,000 kids and then doesn't even refund their money. I guess he needed it more than they did. LOL. Somebody grabbed your boy 50 Cent, who's still being a sore loser now that he lost two times to Kanye West, who was certified two times platinum. Let's get on that real quick before I finish this. Everyone already knows that Kanye West bought, you know what I mean, his company actually went out there and bought a bunch of CDs because even though in the 50 Kanye West world, more Negroes listen, and I mean, I'm gonna say more niggas, not Negroes, niggas, ignorant niggas, whether it be black people, white people, Italian, Chinese niggas, anybody that's ignorant, ignorant niggas went out and got the bootleg. So obviously, 50 Cent lost a lot of sales. I mean, bootleg is still out there, so people still lose.
You think they're the same to Kanye's album?
Huh?
You think they didn't do the same to Kanye album?
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. I got a copy. But this is the fact that, you know, Kanye, he sent a lot of people out there to go get stuff, you know. And it's proven fact because 50 Cent And Kanye went in like a big boost first week and then dropped the second week. That makes no sense. He said, who was on the stage somewhere in America looking super gay, dancing to Kanye's Stronger, attempting to make a mockery of Ye, but ended up embarrassing himself even more.
Who?
50 Cent.
How did he, now, I don't understand what happened. He got on the stage looking gay or something or something?
He got on stage. I'm about to see the video now. They have a video link. He got on stage trying to, I guess, mock Kanye West.
Okay.
Okay, he came out taking off his shirt, and he was swinging his shirt like a cowboy, like a fag, and dancing with Kanye's glasses.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to the other buildings underground.
Yeah, these guys are dumbasses, man.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye is more family friendly. That is why he sold more. No, that's not why he fucking sold more, but I see you're one of them blinded pricks. Let's see. More news. Anyways. To the bitches that started the rumor talking about Jeezy was shot, you wish. My man's is alive and well cooking. You know what? Whoever wrote this is a fucking dumbass. I'm not reading this shit no more.
Don't read that bullshit.
Yeah. Tell you, I think I'm reading someone else's blog shit.
First of all, what's going on now? Like, fuck 50. I mean, not fuck Kanye. Fuck all that dumb shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on now? Like, in the world and shit, in your life and my life, man. I don't give a fuck about 50 and Kanye. I honestly don't.
Yeah, I really don't.
Even though it's good to hear about it, like, man, I don't get no royalties from their record sales and all like that, so.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, no?
The block. Do it! Hold on, I'm gonna hear what the fuck this is about.
Dunking Tender Hughes in the face.
New song by Jim Jones, Diddy, Jaja, and Paul Wall.
You're gonna have to repeat that.
It's a new song by Jim Jones, P. Diddy, Jaja, and Paul Wall.
Right.
What are you drinking on?
Did you see him on the phone?
Oh, man, this old-ass fucking song.
Wow,
I'm like throwing my computer out after hearing that bullshit. Fuck TNC Bank doing calling me.
He said
the light said, if you pee blood, what does that mean?
Damn it.
Yeah, it means you're fucked, dog.
Yo, pick me up on the other line, B.
Go kill yourself, huh?
Pick me up on the other line.
Take you up on the other line?
Pick me up on the other line.
I don't see no other line.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't see you on the other line. Hey, Cuba, what were you about to say? Yo, Cuban Gooden in the face ass check?
Go wear a fucking bra.
Yo, what?
Like, go wear a bra.
Oh, yeah? Go put on a jock strap, you penis giver. Woo! Uh-oh! Wait a minute, I can already see all the new beef that's going to be popping off for next year. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dog. Hey, yo, 6Fizzle. 6'4". Cool, you just made that noise?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if he hung up or not.
This noise?
Ah, shit, if I hang up on you, call back. Hello? Cuba?
Yeah.
All right, never mind, you're still there. Yeah, we have 7 minutes left, but I just got into some new Jizza from Wu-Tang dissing 50 Cent. We have 7 minutes remaining, people.
Your playlist? Huh? Your playlist still doesn't work?
Nah, it doesn't. It really does suck. It's like, that's pure hate right there. Hold on, let me try to reload it. Come on, you prick face. Oh, prick in the face. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on now. Come on, you fucking asshole. If you want to talk, then, you know what I mean, talk. Don't be hate niggas if you send this bullshit. Oh, yeah. It sucks, you know what I mean? The playlist is going to pop off 6 minutes. It sucks, but, I mean, whatever. All right, before I get into the news, you know what I mean, Mr. John Sweet must have, you know, gave us some sympathy. And he's letting me play, you know, my little playlist and all. Yo, Pansy. So just for the six minutes, this is the deal, people. For the 6 minutes, I'm going to play this 6 minute song. And then after that, at 9 o'clock, we're going to finish the more gossip was going on in the hip hop world for Triple M Day, which is Music Mania Mondays. That's when you hear all the new music. You couldn't hear new music today because obviously, you know, we was having problems, technical difficulties. But you had new music and new music news. And tomorrow, tune in for Tasty Tuesdays. It's going to be popping. We're talking about sex talk. I'm going to try to switch it to 8, but check back with us at 7. I mean, I'll tell you at the end of this, everything, like at the end of the broadcast, at the end of, if you listen to it and you download, and you had extra, because after 9 o'clock, we're going to play, like, you know, you're going to hear some more news, you're going to play some more music and talk, and we're going to do the roast, since I got my air raid back. So, check with us when you download it. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/JJ_, ah, damn, bugging. myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Also, hit us up on Blog Talk with the same letters, TH, with blogtalkradio.com/THE_TD_show. Right now, fresh out the stash, this is Brent. Damn, should I play this? You know what, fuck it. I'm going to play this track. And the other track, I'm going to actually play on Wild Out Wednesdays. That's going to be the intro for Wild Out Wednesdays for new music. So I'm going to play this joint right here. This is by Cassidy. Wait, what'd you say, Kuba?
You're going to play the 1 6-minute song?
No, I'm not even going to play that. I'm just going to play the Cassie Innocent Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since that's short. And the other one, the 6-minute song, I'm going to actually play, you know, the first, I'm going to play that as my intro on Wild Out Wednesdays.
Mm,
okay. So keep it locked. This is Cassie Innocent. You was on the mic with SD, you know, JJ, La Cubanita, as well as 6-4. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. I'll tell you at the end of the program, for those that are broadcasting now, check with us at 7 o'clock. If we're not on at 7, we will be on at 8. I don't know if they'll let me switch up. But if I can switch to 8, it will be 8. But if I can't, check back with us at 7 o'clock here. And keep it locked. This is Cassidy, Innocent Man. Peace. Yeah, you know what?
Don't say it's not even working.
Yeah, I pushed play, and it, like, you can see everything. I pushed play, and it's not working. Like, it went back to the screen before.
Oh, man, they said souped up like Campbell's.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I like that one. That was cute. Souped up like Campbell's. Like, it's like, now I can see my whole playlist, but I can't play it. So, obviously, Blog Talk is fucking up, but whatever.
Want me to play something?
Huh?
I said, you want me to play something?
Hell no.
You already know what I'm going to play.
Yeah, I know you're going to play, but I mean, it's, that should be sounding all fucking, and besides, the wrong day. Let me try this shit one more time. Try one more time. Don't do this to me. Okay, it's going to do it to me. It's going to do it to me.
We only got, like, what, 3 minutes left?
We got 2 minutes left. Fuck it, I'm going to just play this this jizzer from Wu-Tang dissing 50 Cent.
He just gave him the news.
He was knocked the fuck out, right? Y'all feeling good?
Ignorant Negroes. Sounded to me like Jizzle was a little nervous.
Dude, it's behind me. Why are you behind me so I can't move, man?
Huh?
What happened? Having no team.
Oh, shit. What'd he say?
Who?
Who that in the background?
That's S, man.
Yeah, what happened? Why he had to hang up?
Nah, niggas is playing calling. Oh, his shit is having technical difficulties.
I'm here,
you know what I'm saying?
But he's in the Matrix,
niggas,
so you know.
Niggas is playing, nah, he ain't in the Matrix. He right the fuck here, nigga.
Wow.
He just, you know, can't, like I said, technical difficulties, man. You know the rest. Fill in the blank with whatever adjectives.
Yo.
You know?
Pretty much. Yeah, man, that's pretty funny.
Listen, this is the end of the show anyway. Just give him, tell these motherfuckers to get out of here.
Wait, hold on.
No, wait.
We got some new joint, Busta Rhymes, Jacking for Beats, 2008.
You know how to touch this shit again, nigga. Say to him, nigga. I couldn't help myself. They don't street gospel. Hey, bitch niggas, you know that it's alright if you cry now. Because the God is back and it's alright if you die now. We on fire, nigga. So let the pressure cooker boil. Tesla burn you with a pot of hot cooking oil. Come on. It ain't safe for nobody, nigga. Basic shit, I mean under the lower lobby,
burn
nigga.
You with a pot of hot
I'm sorry, oil. Nigga. I'm talking about the niggas under pressure that be begging for their mommy, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Get at the party like rats. Before I batter your body with bat, bitch. Before I splatter your army with cats, enjoying the film with lead poison. You know they had to let this black boy in. So one day I became a boss with a staff of street niggas and I stay employed. Sing to them. Fuck it. This shit is so real.
Finish talking and it's time for y'all to leave. Your niggas got to go. Hey yo, say yo, welcome niggas. Let them come through and get comfortable. Yoke them, then I phone notes some niggas. Check to your rich ass. Strip all your dudes from your neck. With you earn a big respect from your bitch ass. Wreck shit, quick ass. Most of y'all niggas gotta sit behind the desk and cut a check to my nigga ass. You need to bear witness. And watch me Hannibal Lecter, you niggas bite you in your face. Crazy with my thick ass. Yeah. Why your niggas still frontin'? Niggas call me L.I. Lethal injection, cause I'm only here to kill something. Yo, my niggas fear nothing.
None.
Long ago ass beatin', he gave you niggas that you still suffering from. And still will bust a big gun. On top of all of that beating you in your head, you probably need a buffering, son. Higher, nigga. Higher, nigga. Killin', we all fucking fire, nigga. Fire, nigga. Till we overtire,
nigga. I got shit, and I know you gon' blast. Jump back, break, shake your hip, bitch. Wriggle your ass.
Come on. And don't run away from the nigga, kill.
Yeah, you had the rest of that. Y'all gotta have to download it.
You use like strategy, son.
Mm-hmm. I like shooting.
Hey, Cooper Caba.
Right there, I know, but right there, right? So
Caba,
I
Cooper.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I'm listening to the song.
Yeah, we hold on. I'm about to see this video. Papoose getting his ass whipped.
Yo, son, just let that nigga keep fucking doing what he's doing.
I'm Bill, right? I got 7 kills. Bill, I can't get no more than 7 kills.
Papoose just jumped from behind.
I used to play Counter-Strike all day at school. You ever heard of Counter-Strike on the computer, none?
I got another control right there. He's just going to point. That
nickel pap.
It's right. Oh.
Niggas know me, hottest nigga on the streets, homie P.A.P. The bootlegs tell me, ain't seen a nigga this hot since 15. These legs inside me, I'ma lock the game up, me and K, please be. I'm a straight G, on some BK shit, P.A.P. I keep my hammer tucked. Picture me scared of what? A skinny nigga, so I always pull my pants up.
Them niggas catch it up.
Pull me, I damn jump. Them niggas catch it up. Hold up, let me stand up. Why you bitches slammed up? You a scared fuck. They hit your man up. Then you better man up. You ain't got no damn gut. You goddamn punk. Stop 8-ball shaving. Get your grams up. Get a sweep on the block. When they ran up, you ain't even give us no warning. You got us jammed up. Seen them pull them bands up. You such a damn chump. Instead of send your man down, let them lock your mans up. Better handcuff me to myself, I don't share cuffs. If they handcuff me to him, I'ma tam up. See, I came from the bottom, but I clammed up. So will my gangsters. Throw your fucking hands up. I respect the dirty self. Yeah, they get it crumbled. But it's something I don't understand. What? Why would I let a man jump and pop his damn trunk when I could tear him up before he even stand up? See, you scared to take a risk, but you glance up. Bad boots take more risks than handcuffs. Niggas say they looking for me, they wanna blame me up. Looking weird, I'm over here like dandruff. See, them niggas chase you down, said you was running to get your magic. You never came back, you ran cause you a faggot. You like to send the wolves at niggas to give them ratchet. You might even cock the gun, but you never clap it. Go ahead, send the wolves at me, send them bastards. I bet you I smoke every one of them little bastards. Wolves move around in packs, I know they tactics. Homie, I smoke a pack a day, I gotta have it. I never shoot with my bad hand, I gotta slap with the hand I bad crack with. When I re-up, I keep a drug addict with me. I open the plastic, let them test it on the spot. I don't fuck with no garbage, I can't stand middlemen. They fuck up your cabbage, he tryna get his PC, so he wants you to have it. When I go to my grams, I don't come with them faggots, I'm like a brand new house. I come with an addict, you know that nigga at the dice game, holding the bank. Got everybody under pressure cause he roll with an ace. They be scared to beat his point, and it shows in they face. Even when he's throwing deuce, they be hoping they ace.
Shoot
why you raising your voice?
Oh man, that's deep. Yeah, did y'all hear about Papoose? Hey, yeah. Alright, man, somebody's fucking up, man. I'm hanging up on that nigga. He's playing fucking video games. Hey, Cuba.
Yes, sir.
You know what Papoose is, right?
Yeah.
apparently on this this website here, Papoose, he gets jumped from behind. He doesn't necessarily get jumped, but he was talking to somebody outside of, you know, in Manhattan, and they show this guy just walking up to Papoose and swinging on him. You know, they gave him a club punch, you know, cheating ass nigga.
Sucker punch.
Yeah, the sucker punch, you know, but the club punch, like, he didn't even know it was coming. So he did it, and then he ran off like a little bitch. He hit him, pushed him, and then ran off like a little bitch. And they made a video about Papoose saying that he's a bitch. He swung around the pole like a slut and this and that. Make a long story short, they show off later on that there's a crowd of niggas. And these niggas are stomping, apparently, the guy who tried to hit Papoose. But instead of Papoose being there with his squad, they show Papoose down the street, and then he pops his head out. He pops his head out, like, you know, is everybody gone yet? Like, you know, this is hilarious.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I bet you he's going to say he was running from the paparazzis.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what he's going to say. Oh, man. It was an interesting show. You know, I thought my shit got deleted, but no, it didn't get deleted. It's just not working now, so I guess I have to deal with that shit. And Little Kim, she's a... Little Kim, have you seen Little Kim lately?
Huh?
Little Kim.
No, I haven't seen her lately.
She's actually looking kind of sexy. Like, before, she just looked like a slut. Now she looks tasty.
She was always pretty. She was never ugly, so.
Yeah, she just wore too much makeup. Like, now she actually looks like a woman.
I think that's the problem. The makeup artists, they put those globs of fucking makeup all over their face and...
Yeah, like, that shit's not hot. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Yeah, I cut my finger today and that shit hurt like a bitch.
Oh, yeah? Where's the bitch actually hurt? How's the bitch hurt?
She hurts. Because I'm a bitch, I know.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if this works.
Jiggle it.
Oh, okay. Oh, but wait, hold on. That's in the wise. That's in the wise. Let's see if anything that's not in the category. Oh, okay. That's pure hate right there. That's pure hate.
Diggle it. Diggle it. Diggle it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
It's going to be me this Saturday night at that club. Diggle
oh, yeah.
Diggle it.
I'm getting
diggle
the,
it.
Hey, best believe I'm getting the dancing.
So you don't dance.
Oh, shit. I grind. You're Spanish, too, so I know there's going to be a lot of grinding going on. I'm gonna have to forget you're my sister, my radio sister for that night.
Oh, yeah? But what happens if everybody else, you know, happens to think the same way? So that wouldn't be cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's on you.
That's not cool. You guys are my brothers. I can't do that. I could dance with another nigga in the club, though, and y'all could watch me.
No, ain't going to be no watching.
You gotta watch out. You gotta have my back.
Well, it's a It's a Spanish.
I'm gonna get a back him up.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know how Ill E will feel about that. How you feel about that, man?
I feel. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was just about to write. That's gonna be her breath bouncing up and down in the bed when I'm with her. Jiggle it. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel that's the right thing to do. You know? You don't want anybody to get murdered, do you?
Oh, shit.
I don't want anybody to get murdered?
Yeah, in other words, you don't want him murdering anybody.
Right, because you know what happens? Like, I know when I dance with girls, like, my hands are all over the place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see just how far the girl let me go. Like, okay, if I have my hands on the waist, then I'm going to go down to her ass real quick. And if I have my hands on her ass, then I'm going to go up to her breast. And if I have my hands on her breast, then it's pretty much a guarantee that, you know,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna practice making babies later on that night. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
That's just the way it goes. But you know, I'm gonna have a good time. I already know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, you gonna have a good time. You already know. How you know?
Listen, cause I'm a party animal. I'm a party animal.
That's what's up. Me too.
Naturally, like I'm naturally a party animal. No. And I fucking I drink. Oh my God, what?
You guys are drunk because I heard there's a lot of reggaeton in that club.
Oh my God! Come on, please. Can we do something about that? I'm not going.
I'm not going.
I'm not going. Fucking not that there's anything wrong with reggaeton, but I, you know, please.
Hey, they have two floors. One floor is supposedly with reggaeton and all that. The other one has a whole bunch of other shit.
One
are there any hip hop clubs?
Yeah.
It's a hip hop club?
Yeah.
All right.
One Spanish too.
That's perfect. I could do that.
Floors.
And a couple, are there any slow jams? I need a little slow jams too, you know? No slow jams?
So yeah,
I have no idea. I never, but my friend's actually been to that club.
I actually told my sister about this club, and I'm now mad that I did that.
Why?
Because it's just, that club is just, it plays all Spanish music. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, why the hell did she want to go to a club that plays all Spanish music? Oh, let me guess, because she's Spanish. No, she's not Spanish. What?
Well, she said she actually wanted to be there.
She actually wants to go there?
Yeah, the other places that are good, she can't go to because, you know, she's not 25.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you man have another rent party?
What is that?
You know what I'm saying? I said, why don't you man have another rent party? That should be all right.
Another rent party?
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
You just want bedrooms to shack up with the girls.
Listen, you know what? All I want is there to be as least light as possible and some music playing and some liquor flowing. That's all I want. If you give me that, I think I'll be all right. I won't have any complaints. You know what I'm saying? I probably hung up on you guys. Hello?
Hmm?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. This guy needs to get his fucking show together. I'm going to start calling it the VV show from now on. The Venereal VV show. It's no longer technical difficulty.
Show.
Cool, what's up? How was your day, all right?
Yeah, my day was all right. Work was long. Getting up early.
Hi, baby. How your kids doing?
My kids are doing good. They're doing good. I can't wait to go up there and see them.
What's there with?
By you guys.
Oh, your kids up here?
Yeah, my kids are like half an hour from you.
They stay up here?
Huh?
They stay up here?
Yeah, they're staying up there for the time being.
Oh, okay.
Because if I bring them down here, it's considered kidnapping my own fucking kids.
Oh, I see what's going on. Okay.
Yeah,
with the baby.
Her baby dad's a pussy, that's why.
No, he's not a pussy. He's doing the right thing. God,
no, he's not. He's doing it to be a dickhead. He's a pussy.
Well,
you know what?
If you knew the half-breed dog, you would agree with me.
Listen,
now, he don't pay child support, and the kids don't stay with him. The kids see him once a month.
Wow, that is kind of funny.
He's a pussy.
Yeah, he is a pussy.
You got to use whatever leverage you have, you know?
Yeah, well, see, the method is you got to go through lawyers, and that's just costly after a while, so.
Hey, Tupac is not dead.
With my homie, drinking Tennessee and cold brew, after smoking.
Tupac is not dead again.
This is the take.
the underground railroad, digital underground. Resist the temptation of the beat. You slip and lose your grip, ever, ever fall asleep. The venom is contagious, be wary of it. Spell what you thought would be heaven turns out to be hell. I wonder if she knows the devil's taking off her clothes deep into her soul. Soul, now he's in control. Papa's doing work, a victim of the deadly curse. Wouldn't be the first to leave the ghetto in a hurt. Oh, and how it hurts.
Tupac's not dead. I'm actually going to download those tracks and hopefully, you know, they work.
Hey, how does that fine tune thing work? I was listening to the show yesterday. Well, one of the days.
Fine tune, I think you got it. Well, cool, you know more about it.
Fine tune.
Finetune.com. Comment.
I don't know, you just got to, like, type in the artist. I really haven't created an account or anything there.
Oh, okay. So
I
just
looked for...
Right?
Huh?
So you're not able to listen to the whole song, though, right?
No, you can. You just gotta. You know what I found out? There's two buttons. There's a 30 second to view it, and then if you go up on top, it has a little green button that says play,
okay.
And you can listen to the whole song.
All right.
Yeah, you fucking, you thieving bastard.
I was listening to that
Which one?
The Luda joint you guys were telling me about. The Luda joint Raheem was requesting? Hold on for a second.
One. Nigga should have been back by now.
Sound like my daughter. My daughter does that.
Oh, yeah?
Don't give me a minute. One, two, three. She counts to 60. Oye, mira, mira.
Dami Chocha. Now!
Nipping up on me?
Yeah, tonight.
Vamos a ver lo que tú tienes. Vamos a ver si es verdad.
Tú quieres mujeres, ese chico Lala.
¿Qué?
Tú quieres mujeres, ese chico Lala.
¿Qué mierda tú hablas, mi hermano? Porque no te entiendo ni pinga.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You really feel that way?
You know what I said?
No.
I said I don't understand. Dick that's coming out your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Pinga, dick.
Yeah, our music should be working tomorrow. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It just doesn't want to fucking work for some reason. I'm looking for a fucking... Trina. You know what? I'm going to play this single shit. This is by Trina. Single Again.
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard that?
Nah. Is it hot?
What? I'm single again. I'm back on the groove.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sending this out to Cuba.
Yep. I'm back. Want you back? My feel fat. They feel checking for me, and never will you find another like me.
Like me.
And I don't care what your friends say. What we had was like Jay and Beyonce, or was it all a dream? Back feet in the Phantom, sipping that lean. We party like rock stars. We sex like porn stars. I take you a million bars.
Back on the prowl. I thought it was perfect. Don't explain to me, I got my own money, there's
nobody. I need my own space. I'm single again. Who's who I'm mingling with? Ball players in the seat for the game. Ringside still doing my thing. Change my number, switch my cards up. 6 months with your max, your cards up. It all started so promising. Got my own diamond, so I can't make the promise ring.
Back on the prowl. I thought it was perfect.
Minute. It ain't over till I say we finish.
We finish.
Till I get my half. Then I sit back, relax, and just laugh. At the times we shared, like flying over B more high in the G4. Smoking on Cali bugs, that's how real G short. Cali love.
Cali love.
Sex in the cockpit, no love, I was just another object. You fell in love with my King Mac, then you fell in love with my ass. 20 G's in the Prada bag. I'm about to fall out, had to get my mind right. I'm back in the limelight, fella.
I'm single again, back on the prowl. I thought it was perfect.
That was actually pretty sweet. I like that.
I can't believe you haven't heard that. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to start telling you all the tracks that are over here because it seems like we have different music.
Yeah, because
that over here is like, that shit is like almost over already.
Because you're not in the East Coast.
Yeah, I know, right? You asshole. Oh, man.
Lot of us.
Yeah.
Pin in your ass.
Yeah.
See,
that's why I picked him.
Chipping out. You see? No good.
Oh, shit. No, I'm listening to Lexi Lex. I'm on her actual webpage on this fucking MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
She has the shit together.
I don't even see the real feel, right?
Huh?
He's like that?
Yeah.
He's a good graphic.
What the motherfucking business is.
This is a good girl. And then other one, come. Other one.
Who the fuck is this come back talking to?
4 inch. Top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Passing over here.
So Habibi.
Overlap. Overlap.
Word.
Coming like overlap.
Okay.
But overlap. Like this, but.
Friend, my friend.
Like this.
That's what I say up here. My friend. What's up, my friend?
Lada.
What up, man?
Set up. Up and down.
All by myself. I don't want to live.
Shut.
All by myself. Anymore.
You're just tacking this window, right?
Yeah,
it's front of
my attack, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see, what else can I play? I'm going to play this.
Hold up. I got
your biggest mom. No, it's not too bad. It's not that cold out here.
Fuck up, nigga.
Yo, did you hear Pepsi's going out of business?
Huh?
Pepsi's going out of business? What are you going to
do? Nah, it never happened.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Check that other one out.
That hit the dance flow. Hey, bring your back low. That hit the dance flow. Hey, bring your back low. That hit the dance flow. Hey, bring your back low. That hit the dance flow. Hey, bring your back low. That hit the dance flow. That hit the dance flow. I'm higher than an eagle. I see game maker. Do this one for your boy, shake it like a salt shaker. Go on and get your crew, and we can have a show. The third single thing. Jiggy with it, oh she did it with no hands, then spit it with it. Latch on the beat like this and rock. Hit the dance floor, rim it, crank it up and don't stop. Let me see your pop lock and drop it, a pop lock and drop it. A DJ month, they got the beat and the bass dropping. Little mama look lost popping, so look thing stopping. When she hit the dance floor, and Superman that hold up, why me do this? I bet they can't do it like we. On count, all stars got them moving they feet. Take a picture, strike a down the floor, walk it out with two steps. You know how the dance goes. Shoulder, chest, pants, shoe, pat me down, baby girl, baby D. I'm the truth. That hit the dance floor, ayy, bend your back low. That hit the dance floor, ayy, bend your back low. That hit the dance floor, ayy, bend your back low. That hit the dance floor, ayy, bend your back low. That hit the dance, that hit the dance, that hit the dance floor. That hit the dance, that hit the dance, that hit the dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one for the hood right here.
This is going out to, I'm actually going to unmute E. If you feel the need, you can talk over the song. Hey, Cooper, you got dreams? I guess not. Try to hear this interview right quick. It won't be too long.
Yeah, yeah, this is 50.com. Being a radio, we're live in Europe right now. Lost in Europe. I already interviewed some of the cats on the bus. We're live on the bus. Leaving for the hotel, going to the venue. Tonight we've connected to countless countries already. And it's the boss right here, the owner of this is 50.com.
What's up, WW Dot? This is 50.com. It's your boy. What's going on?
How you feeling this morning, sir? You worked out and you're ready?
Yeah. What's going on right now? Unit. We're on a tour bus, man. We're on our way to the show. Calm down, man. It's going to be good.
How does it feel to miss Thanksgiving last week, sir?
Oh, I felt... Interesting. You know, I had Burger King for Thanksgiving. You know, but I mean, everybody else. I mean, in the entertainment business, if you're not working right now, you should be afraid. You know what I'm saying? You should actually be feeling like things are changing and going away right now. So those guys. I had the opportunity to enjoy Turkey Day. They weren't working. That probably is an indication of you cooling down. right? Nobody wants to see you. At that point, all right?
This is 50.com. You could have footage of your tour on there. You could have footage of that.
Yeah, they can check it out. It's on www.thisis50.com. It's cool. I mean, they get a chance to log on and they win tickets to the actual shows wherever we at.
Everybody out here in Europe. Everybody out here.
Yeah, while we running around.
So, you know, I'm gonna get into your album and everything. Anything you want to hear, you want Mad Dog or anybody over there to play?
Play Curtis, 187.
Let's go to Curtis real quick while the sound like that out, and then we'll bother 50 for one more situation before we get to the actual venue. Pow, you know what to do, dog. Yes, satellite's back on. 50 Cent still chilling right now. We got the whole crew, Barry, Williams, Mia, the clothes organizer, who looks very spiffy and equal in Adidas today. I don't know why. Should be wearing G and a girl. We got CK, the controller. Is he the controller, 50?
Just got the remote.
He's the controller. We got Puff Daddy's ex-wife on here, straight from Harlem. Take that. We rehired her. No kidding. So, yeah, 1-888 Shape 45. This is how we're doing it. But other than that, how was your India experience?
It was good, man. I got pictures of it, actually. I was live, man. It's a big show. Exciting. That was my first time in India.
We did countless other cities. Well, what's your favorite one so far that you thought the India would probably be one of your best? All of them were sold out anyway.
Yeah, all of them. But India was interesting. It was cool to get a chance to go out there. And then I like Nigeria.
Oh, yo. You trying to mess up the satellite, Mr. 50?
They tried to trick us. Like, in India, it was super nice. And you look on the other side of the hotel in the back. Huh? They go hard over there, man. It's not easy, man.
One of the questions I got to ask you, how do you feel about all your records working out here that, you know, your other counterparts at Interscope thought wouldn't work?
Well, you know, I don't really listen to the people from Interscope anymore. You know what I mean? Just the actual seeing what connected, what's working, what's effective versus what they actually wanted me to do makes me think that I'm safer in my career period to not listen to them than I am to pay what they're saying any attention. You know, but I guess that what they say, they're saying that telling you to do those things with good intentions, it just doesn't actually matter what they're saying. Like, nobody else cares. This is a photograph from...
That's one of the hottest pictures, and this will be on thisis50.com. Live in India, which is very incredible. The show was sold out. But shout out to Mr. Justin Timberlake, the biggest record out here. You saw that shit? Yo, what the fuck is going on out here? What was that on TV?
Oh. Shit, what are they showing?
We're gonna have to shut the sound like that. Some crazy shit just came on. CK, what was that?
Adaptation in the movie.
What's it called?
Adaptation.
Hey, 50 is going crazy right now, man.
Oh, man. I was too much to be showing you.
You gotta, unless your fucking girl is having a baby you wanna see, you ain't supposed to ever get a chance to look at that, like on television. They look like they got somebody's home video.
I'm gonna bother you at the venue, but you wanna shout out your boy Justin Timberlake for one of the biggest records out here?
Yeah, man, it's good. They love the AO Technology records, number one, and a lot in Germany in 6 parts, right?
Wow.
Because it's broken up, so it's good. We got a hit.
I see you got a band this year. Looking good.
Yes, I'm traveling with the band. I changed it up a little bit. Really, you're not necessary right now.
We're going to commercial.
Yeah, I really don't need you. Okay. I really don't need you here now. I can go ahead and perform live with the band. You can get the fuck on the bus somewhere and go hang out. Go do something in Shadyville or...
Shout out to Jadakiss. I guess I will be hanging with you soon. Shade 45, we'll be right back. Pow. Yes, yes, we got the sleepy girl. I say your name, girl, because you're a new added incentive to the tour. The satellite's back on. This is Mia's assistant. Or what's she, assistant Mia? Or is she, oh, she is? Oh, I thought it was your sister. All right, so we're going to pass the mic to her. Just say your name and what do you do on this tour since you're new.
My name is Princess Not Puff Baby Mother, and I'm here to assist Mia.
You look just like Puff Baby Mother, though.
But I'm not her. My name is Princess.
Would you do something with Puff if you saw him?
Hell no.
Why? He don't look cute to you no more?
He didn't look too cute to me in the first place.
I thought he ran Harlem.
He was cute. Remember Puffy was cute when Biggie came for the first time? Everybody loved him. He was dancing. Son, he made Biggie cute. Right? He gave Biggie them Versace glasses. This shit was popping at that time, right? See, Puffy ain't... Why people don't think Puff cool no more? Damn. I think the money did it to him. You get too much money in front of people and they be like, I can't stand that motherfucker. He's an ugly motherfucker. Look at his fucking... look at his eyes. Now, Diddy be wearing glasses all the time because he think he ugly. Don't be reading the bloggers, Diddy. You ain't ugly, baby. He be listening to the bloggers. Now, Puff definitely don't believe he ugly. Puff is the prettiest nigga in motherfucking in the U.S. of A right now. Huh? That nigga sold 500,000 pounds of proactive cream. You kidding me? That nigga get big money, man. Smell like, niggas want to smell like Diddy. Niggas is buying Forever. Ain't that what it's called? What is it called? Forever? Forever, right? Oh, Unforgivable. My bad, Paul. My bad. Huh?
That's his last album.
His last album's Forever. My bad. Now, niggas want to dance to Forever, and they want to smell like Unforgivable. That's an Unforgivable Diddy. Now, nigga. And they want to drink his vodka. What's his vodka called? Chirac, nigga. Get you a cup of Chirac. Sit your ass down, nigga.
Thank you, sir.
I did the show, man. You want me on the show? You got me now. Fuck that. You know? I'm out here, man. Niggas told me Jay-Z leaving Def Jam. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that through the grapevine. I heard he's going to Columbia, Sony. I heard he's starting a new record label with his baby. Him and B. They gonna get together and make a big one. A bombshell. Yo, but you know what he did? It was ill. The fourth quarter came. He said, American Gangster. You know he got that advance money. And then he sold his record. And all the rest of them niggas, I'm notifying you now. You are flopping. Everybody's coming out for the month of November and December on Def Jam is flopping because Jay-Z used the marketing money. Jay-Z used the marketing money on American Gangster. I swear to God, son. He did like 400,000, right? 420 and then he... Okay, so he's a farm chain, good. But the rest of them niggas is dead meat. Y'all niggas is in the meat house right now, son. The slaughterhouse. I'm telling you, son. When they start putting them albums out and your single ain't even on the radio, you know. They are chipping your name on a tombstone. No video playing, no nothing. But Jesus. Damn.
Wow,
that nigga Jay is ruthless, man. Yo, listen.
They gonna put that nigga out in the film. That nigga knows he's cremated. He's cremated, man. That nigga's finished, huh? If he comes out in November, he can forget about it, huh? I haven't heard nothing. Maybe I'm out of the loop because I'm out of the country. But I don't feel no buzz on Nas. Before I left, niggas was not saying, yo, son, you got that Nas CD? Yo, you heard that freestyle, son?
None of that.
That nigga's cold as ice, man.
Nah, just the fourth quarter's done. And they ain't got no money for all of that shit now, right now. They spent that money through the first three quarters. The fourth quarter came, Jay popped up with the American Gangs and took the money. He took the rocking dollars. So the mother niggas is just out, man. They got nice boats and no paddles. Nice boats and no paddles. That's the honest to God truth. If you heard live, 50 Cent right here on Junior Radio. Everybody who's dropping on fourth quarter from Def Jam is dead meat. If your shit ain't a greatest hit CD or connected to a movie soundtrack where you can make an excuse for your really low sales, you're done. You're done, nigga. That's it. And I don't give a fuck who don't like it. I'm easy to find. My schedule's on MTV. I don't understand why I'm even around here still. Niggas should have killed me. They be talking about he childish. He act like a kid. I'm only 7 years old. I'm only 7 years old. I got shot May 2000. Wow. May 24th, 2000. I'm 7 years old. Huh? It's been 7 years. I'm only 7 years old, okay? The rebirth. So if you see me act a little childish, you got to understand. Yeah. So, you know, now that I'm talking to you, I got your attention. Y'all all got to log on to www.thisis50.com, man. It's the hottest new shit, man. Check it out. I'm trying to tell you what it is. Create a profile, huh? Yeah, it's going to make me feel good, man. Yeah, we're going to go to this next single right here and make me feel good. This was nothing. This was actually a mixtape joint, but I threw it out there to see what y'all thought. And I got a good response to it, so check this out right here.
Yes, we are back. We are still on the road. We're on our way to Munich. I'll be talking to everybody at the venue, but I don't know what just happened. Yo, Tony, what were y'all talking about before? The Khalees thing?
No comment.
Okay, you have no comment, Tony, because you have something to say? Oh, yo, 50, what was that thing I was talking about earlier?
She got dropped. Somebody, one of them said Khalees got dropped.
For real?
Yeah. How did that happen? Was she no good? Why do they drop you these days? Because your contract was written too well? No, I mean, because the contract's in the artist's favor at this point. So you're supposed to get high advances and shit like that? And you ain't showing no returns on the actual sales of the CDs right now? I can see them dropping niggas, but, you know, like, why'd they drop her?
Awesome.
She ain't recoup, huh?
$300,000.
Damn. How do you go in the studio with Pharrell if you know he was hitting?
What?
At one point. If he's hitting at one point. What? He went to the. Yo, there's some ill shit be going on, son. I'm telling you.
That's
I seen them a while back. I thought they was popping. Khalees and Pharrell, like. Huh? I never saw the video. I'm not talking about it. There's an alleged video of Khalees being pounded out. Tattoo showing and everything. She had a little bit too much Patron. Had too much fun. It's an alleged video. It's not confirmed.
Are you serious? Where can I get it?
Yeah, they was trying to sell the tape, and they tried to notify me. Because they thought I would want to buy it to do that to Nas. And I'm like, no. I don't need that type of shit. With, they think I hate Nas like that. I don't have that type of passion for it. Not his wife. Leave him alone. You know, because you know you push niggas over the edge sometimes. Can't be happening again. Not again. Jesus.
This guy does not care, man.
Oh.
Jeez, he took his baby brother.
Nah, don't say that, man. I mean, well, yeah, he did. He hit his baby mom.
But that's crazy.
Shout out to Carmen. She cool people, too.
Yeah, she is very cool.
And that book was hot. She had a hit. Yeah, it was on the bestsellers list.
Oh, it was? I
it did well, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. I was wondering what was Khaleesi's last song.
What was the last record she put out? Nah, I know she did. I hate you so much right now. Milkshake, what else? No, she had that, because I'm bossy. I'm the one, but, yeah. She was, no, it was too short. She was going off on me on that. She's like, I'm bossy. I'm the one tattooed on his arm. I'm the one tattooed. She was going like, I'm the first chick to scream on the track. She was going off on that one.
You can't leave her. You gotta, she got a tattoo and he has hers. They can't leave each other.
Hey, listen, man, it's a tattoo removal place right there on 45th. 45th. She's dropped. She's not hot, baby. Go to tattoo from 45th between 7th and 8th. Tell them 50 cents you, they give you a discount. Take it off, baby.
Cause I'm a pop.
Oh my god, man. So, what was the ending result of the whole Nas situation? Do you think you're gonna do good? Is this Christmas, Mr. Management over there?
What do you think? Do you think anyone's gonna sell over 300,000 copies from Def Jam for the duration from now to Christmas? Nope.
Wow. Wow. Mariah Carey's coming out again.
They got Jermaine working with her, right? I predict she does well.
Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jermaine and Mariah got a great chemistry. And that nigga Jermaine be on the Lilo. He be having some hits. He having some hits on the low. He be. Yeah, a lot of hits. Lil Wayne. Oh, you push back?
Still trying to figure out.
Nah, didn't they put that leak, the leak out? Where's that one? How much you think that'll do?
One, I think it's going on sale for $6.99.
$6.99?
Yeah, $7.99.
Okay, that don't count. It don't even count. I don't care. Fuck that. That don't count. But I said, listen, look. Listen, this is not a hater. This is 50 talking, right?
This is not a hater,
man. This is 50. Check this out. This is 50.com. www. Log on. Check it out. If 9 records from your album leak, right? And none of them feel like a hit single? And you decide to put it out on the album, I can tell you this. Listen, look, I don't have no beef with Lil Wayne. He's a talented artist, and I'm looking forward to hearing his album. But my issues is when I jumped out a little bit on him a little bit because I jumped on him. What was that? What was the freestyle?
You cremated him.
Now, what was the freestyle? It was called. It was like a slow joint.
Yeah, that was
it was on Sabrina's Baby Boy.
Yeah,
Baby Boy. I said, we got into our little issues because MTV was trying to say he's number one and I'm number 8 and I got a CD going on sale. What the fuck are they talking about? Hold up. Fuck MTV for doing that. You want to try to tell these people I'm number 8 when I'm getting ready to come out right now? MTV can have me for lunch, huh? Suck me, baby. Hey, check this out. Look, look, look.
Oh, shit.
So because they did that, I had to kind of, you know, I'm testing. I got to see if you're ready. You know what I'm saying? I keep hit. I got a hit on deck now. I got one laying around. It's like I threw that little Kim record out there. Just let that one, you know, want to lick. Just let it linger. It's nothing. I got them. Don't think I'm out here bullshitting. I got hit. So I'm waiting to, you know, here to see if he show up with a big record. He has some decent joints that he did for other people, like Make It Rain and that. Huh, this nigga record sucks right now. What is that fat nigga got a record with, what's it?
Like Lil Wayne did really
want to. No, Jay Holiday. Yo! It's fucking Fat Joe and Jay Holiday. Yo, we playing Fat Joe and Jay Holiday next. Listen to this bullshit. Check it out right here on G-Unit Radio.
Maybe you could keep a secret. Pills Mania. Fresh off the runway, pair white night. Pin up top drop on that I-95.
This shit is whack, 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 whack.
Now I ain't gotta tell you that some boys top bottles, and my hips looking like America's top model. She says your earring, let it tap in. That's even bigger than the rock on my ring. Now he got a man, play to the hawk. I'm like, come on, ma, you know me, run New York. Hey, in the background, put you to bed. Yes, he got brains, so I'm looking ahead, and I'm looking for bread. I gotta eat on these streets. 75, about to holler at G. I'm a real G, do real things. And I can keep a secret, it's the song that I sing, yeah.
Go, away, go, according to Fat Joe and some of his associates, November 14th is, Do You Not Day. Yeah. On November 14th? I guess they picked a day. I guess they had a party or some shit like that. Yeah. It didn't even make the blog, huh? Jesus, nobody cares about that fat piece of shit. In the crack house, Joey ass crack. Jadakiss? What? Aw, man. I bet you Jadakiss wouldn't go. He might not even be stupid enough to do that. He ain't got good sense. I bet you, Jabby at the G-Unite Day. Jai, Irv, Guy, Homer, they ain't camp. What's left of them niggas? My body. Can't complain. Make me say, yeah. I done fucked that nigga whole brain processor, huh? It's your body. Can't complain. That nigga tell you, look. This whole shit is fucked up. That's scrambled. That's where niggas scramble your brain. You can't even think straight no more. You just fucked up. You know what the coldest part is? It's the coldest part. His kid, when he ain't looking, they be like, I get money. Money I get it. Them little motherfuckers got to go to school. And when they go to school, they be like, 50 Cent is the hottest shit. They take that bullshit Irvin Jeffrey shit over and put on G-Unit. As soon as they get to school, they said, damn, daddy, your clothing line only got two shirts. You only got black and white, daddy. We were wearing black and white for fucking 40 for 8 months. Ah! Daddy, why we wearing t-shirts in the wintertime? Can we get a G-Unit coat? They're warm, daddy. They're warm. I don't care about 50 Cent. They're warm, dad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, this thing is a fucking joke, man. Huh? No vitamin water. Oh, no. Can't drink vitamin water. Fuck that. Quarter water. They got Sunny Dudes in their house.
Oh, here we
hottest is hot. So that song come on, Earth dance to my music all the time. Niggas be calling me like, yo, Sans, word him up. I was sitting next to this stupid nigga. He was trying to dance to that shit so he didn't look stupid. It's too long for you to keep denying that. That nigga thought he had a chance, though. He thought he had a chance. That nigga John thought he had a chance. Huh? Yeah. But, yo, look. Let me tell you something. That nigga thought he had a chance, son. That nigga was on the radio popping shit. Absolute. Uh-oh. He's done. Huh? That shit is what? That nigga is the worst right now. Word. It's not even me no more. It's you, homeboy. I ain't even fucking you up no more. You just fucked up now. You know, I chilled off these niggas for a minute. I was just laying low. Yeah. One last time a nigga heard me say something about Fat Joe. That nigga's cold as ice. That nigga's the ice that the block of ice that sunk the Titanic. Cold as a motherfucker, man.
The crack house.
I just go. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the show in Munich. It's sold out, and they don't fucking know Fat Joe. Fat stupid nigga. Huh? We depressed. Yeah, man. We come back. Some new hot flavor for you. They play. Yeah, you know what they should play, though? Play that What's the Name shit so niggas know what I'm talking about, man. This nigga's garbage, man. John, my body, man. No, and Crack House. Put that whack shit on so niggas can understand why you. This is why you need me. This is why you need me right here. We're going to play all that garbage, and then we're going to play some my shit, right? So you can tell the difference. Play some of that booty shit they be putting out. You know what I'm saying? My body. Can't complain. Yay, 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 yay. That's the part I'm talking about. Motherfuckers be saying, yo, you 50 talking about John singing. That, no, I don't hit notes, nigga. That yay, 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 yay. That part is where he fucked up at. You see that? What words was he trying to say when he was saying yay, 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 yay? That's a note. We depressed.
Oh, man. So, E. Yo, E.
Nigga hung up with a little bitch ass. Party poop with a face ass, nigga. Yeah, that was a funny ass 50 Cent interview live from Europe, only on the TD show. Technical difficulties. Please stay tuned for tomorrow. Oh, matter of fact, while I'm on here, while I got you people's attention, I'm gonna play a quick song. I'm gonna try to switch up the times. If I can switch it to 8 o'clock, then that'd be a lot better. So, ladies and gentlemen, get loose. Say, should I put Bottle Pop in? Or should I put Young Dro? I'm a G. Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna put in Jiggle It. Let's get loose.
Jiggle it.
Keep it locked. TV show.
Jiggle it. 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 Jiggle it, let's go. Next level, let's go. Jiggle it, 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 jiggle
to the club on spinning rims. Got tires bigger than a Mercedes Benz. You know I'm a ladies man. I even got all the girls just going crazy, man. I'm a Northside boy, girls like how I talk. Even some girls just like how I walk. Come fly as Evan and fresh to death. When I come around, you better catch your breath. I'm like, hey, shorty, just drop that thing. I just wanna see you freaking pop that thing. Young Leak back with the track to blow your mind. Who you know got seven girls at the same time? Using them same lines, saving some pretty dimes. If you don't like the dance, I'll be like, never mind. Just get on the floor and do it. All you gotta do is put your back into it. Oh,
jiggle it, jiggle it, jiggle it, jiggle it, jiggle it, jiggle it.
Thing in the club. This is Young Leak, you know I'm ruling on them dubs. I'm a young dude, but you know I'm street smart. I had this girl, she's sweet, just like the sweet talk. If you see me in the club, know that I ain't a retard. I'm young, flying, flashy, and that's what you thought, girl. You can dance, well, let me see something. You can roll with the team if you wanna be something. Just pop it and shake it on the dance floor like Million. You can dip if you get low. Oh, show me what you're working with. You look so fine, you need to just go jiggle it. My teeth glistening, they shine when I'm whispering. I smile for a second and the crowd starts shivering. Leak, about to blow this track up, so back up.
Jiggle it, jiggle it.
I wanna see you act up.
Jiggle it, jiggle it.
Club is off the hook. Looking at Leak, you know I'm off the books. Come on, shorty, shake that thing. Just show me how you work that frame. Body of a diva, shaped like a bottle. Up in the club, looking like a model. Maybe America's next. Shining like the diamonds up in my Rolex. Oh!
Young Leak, Black Star.
Black Star.
Next level, next level, let's go.
Check
it out.
People, it looks like Block Talk Radio is not letting me see. You cannot schedule that many peak segments. This time, please let fewer calendar days. Looks like Block Talk Radio is not going to let me make that many segments. They're not going to let me do a 7 o'clock show, which means that... which means pretty much that they're not going to let me do that show. So tune in tomorrow at the same normal time, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll be hosting Tasty Tuesday, talking about all types of freaky, sexy positions, girls that burnt guys, guys that burnt girls, lesbians, dykes, gays, gaffs, everything, you know. From butt play to mouth play. You want to know anything? Just hit us up. Those damn lines, 347-215-8388. And like I said, stay tuned tomorrow where the chat room will be blazing. Hit us up on myspace.com/the_TD_show. Also hit us up on blogtalkradio.com/the_TD_show. This is your boy JJ. I'm out. Good night. Peace. Wait, hold on, people. Before I try this, I want to see if this song, if I can play a song. And if it works, then that's what's up. Let's see. Let me go for that Cassidy. See if I play Cassidy. Yeah, 'cause I'm gonna play one. Yeah, let me see if this works, people. If it works, then that means that we're back in business. And tomorrow, everything will be A-okay. I'm going to close out with Cassidy, Innocent Man. This is hot. You definitely hear it only first on the Technical Difficulty Show. That's the TD show. Keep the radios locked. Keep everything tuned in. Like I said, tune in tomorrow night. We'll be hearing more new music as well as new topics, sexy topics, and the full staff. Keep it locked from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the TD show. Ah, fuck. Fucking. Oh, well, hopefully it works out tomorrow. Good night, everybody.